news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls him an illegal alien monster. The president referring to a 21-year-old Dominican national accused of shooting an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the face during a robbery in New York City. On Truth Social, the president writes, he was apprehended at the border in April 2023, but instead of being deported, he was released. Could be a smoking gun in the Russia collusion affair.
The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, produces documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. In an interview with Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Gabbard said they withheld intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election that proved Russia was not involved and then created documents saying Russia was involved in the election. Gabbard declassified documents Friday that she said were evidence the Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for future FBI probes into the Russia issue. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The president is sounding off on the issue of congressional redistricting in Texas, looking to boost GOP prospects in the red states.
With an eye toward the 2026 midterm elections, the president said he wants Texas state lawmakers to create new congressional districts to boost the Republican Party.
It's a very simple redrawing. We pick up 5 seats.
He said they could gain additional GOP-friendly districts around the country, but that Texas will be the biggest one. This week, state lawmakers will meet in a special session to discuss redistricting. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for the Washington Commanders NFL team if it doesn't change its name back to the Washington Redskins. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Good Monday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're out early this morning in Cockeysville, of course, a big story from Friday was the big water main break at York Road at Ashland Road. They have the water restored, but they're still working on the roadway. We're not don't have the complete word yet that the roadway is back open, but crews apparently are still working York Road at Ashland Road, both north and southbound. So heads up for that. We'll keep you posted. Both the tunnels, good start there. The lanes are open on the Beltway, very quiet on the JFX. All the lanes are open on the BW Parkway between Arundel Mills and the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a bit toasty already this morning, 77 degrees downtown Baltimore. Bel Air has 72 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This news being brought to you by Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinnie Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Repairs have been completed on York Road in Hunt Valley after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. The water main break caused a massive sinkhole and flooded the 1100 block of York Road, closing the roadway and leaving residents and businesses without water. Officials say the break is fixed and water service has been restored. Anyone who is still experiencing problems with their water service asked to please report the issue. Maryland State Police investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institute in Allegheny County. 30-year-old Elias Alvarado was declared dead by emergency service personnel July 18. According to the preliminary investigation, Alvarado was standing in a hallway on his tier with another inmate before he was found lying on the ground unresponsive. One man dead, another wounded, following separate weekend shootings in Baltimore. Just before 3 Saturday afternoon, police flagged down in the 1500 block of Olmsted for a report of a shooting. When officers entered the home, they found a 64-year-old man with a gunshot wound. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Shortly after 4:30 p.m., a man was shot at the 2800 block of Kennedy Avenue, and he was taken to a hospital in critical condition. And dozens of dogs have been rescued from a home in Whiteford, and their owner is facing charges. Harford County deputies and animal control officers responded to a report of animal neglect in a home on Eagles Grove Court July 11th. They found multiple violations. Pick 3 lottery number 772. You pick 4, 8389. It's 606. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I got to say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're on the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It was a three-homer day in Tampa Bay.
Jackson Holliday will lead us off today. That's about as good as you can get. Holliday just missed a home run last night. That would have put the birds on top. He gets the birds on top with the first swing of the day.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Alex Jackson and Ryan O'Hearn would contribute solo shots as well. As the birds endure two ejections, an almost three-hour rain delay, and a shaky ninth inning from Felix Bautista to salvage game three in Tampa, 5-3 was the final. Gunnar Henderson also drove in a pair for the Orioles yesterday and said this after the game.
I mean, obviously we didn't put up a lot of runs past two games, so it was big to come out here and put up a crooked number and come out with the win.
Only one word to describe Scottie Scheffler's performance at the Open Championship over the weekend at Portrush, and that word is dominant.
Yeah, it's a pretty special feeling. You know, it was a tough week. I battled hard all weekend, and today once again was a battle, but played some really good golf, and I'm fortunate to be standing here holding the trophy.
Scheffler closed it out yesterday with a final round 68, winning the Open Championship for the first time in his career. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias now looking towards 2026. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCVM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it.
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, July 21st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this morning, Governor Moore is caught lying on the Fox News Channel special report with Brett Baer. We have the dirty details. Mondani seizing private property. More of the communist is coming out each and every day. But our top story here today might be one of the most important stories that we will cover in the history of the United States. It is a scandal, surely, a political scandal, but perhaps the biggest crime may have been committed in the history of the United States, involving the president and a former president. And it has been unearthed and revealed in recently declassified documents by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who says that the Russia hoax was just that. It was a hoax. But it shouldn't have been a hoax. And she says this was a treasonous conspiracy. Here she is yesterday on Maria Bartiromo.
The implications of this are, frankly, nothing short of historic. Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office, after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American, because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic.
Indeed. And what is it at play here is the Presidential Daily Brief, rather the PDB, which the original document, the intelligence community had concluded there was no impact on the 2016 election. Russia did not hack the election. Russia did not try to interfere with the election. But apparently that wasn't good enough for Obama, Hillary at all.
And in the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed, that again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election.
And so, then what happens? The PDB gets polled, and it's sent back with guidance. And Tulsi Gabbard says what came out was in a new intelligence community assessment that says Russia did try to interfere with the election.
What we saw occur here, as the documents we released detailed, was that we had a sitting president of the United States and his cabinet and leadership team, quite frankly, who were not happy with the fact that President Trump had won the election, that the American people had chosen Donald J. Trump to be the next president and commander-in-chief of the United States. And so they decided that they would do everything possible to try to undermine his ability to do what voters tasked President Trump to do. So creating this piece of manufactured intelligence that claims that Russia had helped Donald Trump get elected contradicted every other assessment that had been made previously in the months leading up to the election that said exactly the opposite, that Russia neither had neither the intent nor the capability to try to, quote unquote, hack the United States election for the presidency of the United States. So the effect of what President Obama and his senior national security team did was subvert the will of the American people, undermining our democratic republic, and enacting what would be essentially a years-long coup against President Trump, who was duly elected by the American people.
All right, coming up next, who directed it, who was involved, and will there be any accountability? Tulsi Gabbard just showed Pam Bondi how it's done. 613.
Traffic on the threes all morning long. Good Monday morning to you, Chuck Whitaker.
Morning. We're looking at the Bay Bridge. All is well. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound. Everybody's moving right now without any problems. From Stevensville, we're clear all the way over to the Severn River Bridge, and then the junction there at I-97 and Route 32. Right now, no complaints. Most of the traffic southbound through there, but with the lanes open. JFX, you're good. Northern Parkway, Ruxton Road, all the way into the ramps downtown. Nothing major yet.
that on the Beltway. We might fill in just a bit now on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels, but at least so far we have not seen anything major either on 95 or 895 southbound. And then the junction is clear downtown right there at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. Again, a reminder, in Cockeysville, crews are still working and they're trying to wrap up everything. Be careful there from the water main break at York Road and Ashland Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild and muggy, less humid though a little bit later on as we start clearing out this afternoon. For the next few days, it'll be drier, less hot, and less humid as well. Today, we're in the mid to upper 80s. The heat and the rain return by the end of the week into the weekend. Of course, cloudy, 73. Right now in Columbia, 75. In Annapolis, time for some one-liner news for you today. WNBA players demanding more money from the league as they wore shirts on Saturday that said, pay us what you owe us. The shirt's also a big hit with those caught with their spouses cheating at the Coldplay concert. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron has now resigned following that viral Coldplay concert clip where he was caught cheating on his wife during the kiss cam. After such a public display of infidelity, his only career path now, I think, is to run for office.
Yes, I think so.
Sure. Andrew Cuomo says that if Zohran Mamdani wins the New York City mayoral election, he may move to Florida, where
down.
Governor DeSantis said he will immediately deport him to California, where he belongs. Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham both shared somewhat cryptic posts. Fans believe that this may hint at a Fleetwood Mac reunion.
Mm.
Longtime fans can hear him play hits like Go Your Own Way. And new fans could hear him play You Make Love and Fun. Pick one of the above. We'll see which one works out.
Those are your two choices.
Exactly.
Life, right?
For two decades, a pediatric dentist in Seattle has quietly answered thousands of emails as the Tooth Fairy. That's just an amazing story. What makes it even more amazing, most of those emails are coming from Hillary Clinton. You know? She believes in fairies, that's for sure. Today's National Junk Food Day. We'll get to that a little bit later on in our Chuck's Food News. I don't know if you saw the Billy Joel documentary on Friday. It was part one. Just amazing. Part two is this coming Friday. It's all about his life and stuff that, you know, I'm pretty follow music pretty good and follow Billy Joel pretty good, but stuff I had learned that I never knew that Billy, when he was practicing his piano as a young boy, he was being taught, you know, classic piano, classical music, and he would always practice, but he always put his own spin on it, and because he was, you know, it was kind of boring playing Beethoven and Mozart, and for Billy anyway, and so he'd put, he said one night he was doing the Moonlight Sonata, and this is what happened.
One thing I remember, I was supposed to be playing the Moonlight Sonata, must have been about 8 years old, and rock and roll was around. Instead of playing, I started playing. He came down the stairs.
His father.
Bam! I got whacked. And I got whacked so hard, he knocked me out. I was unconscious for like a minute. And I remember waking up going, well, that got his attention. That was my memory of his piano lessons. So he didn't teach me much.
Yeah. His father was a classical pianist, didn't like when Billy distorted the classics and came down the stairs and just knocked him out cold. So it is a great documentary. If you like music like Billy Joel, I would highly recommend it. We have some sad news. Ed Follner of the Heritage Foundation passed away over on Friday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He was a giant of the conservative movement. We lost another giant of the conservative movement and of this program, Joe Armacost. Our former executive producer for over 20 years passed away on Saturday. He was battling ALS.
Yeah.
We will remember Joe a little bit later on in the program, in our 8 o'clock hour. He was a great man. He was very talented.
Funny.
Funny. He was a musician, a motorcycle racer. He was one of a kind. He was. He really was. I have never met anybody like Joe. His nickname here was Hosni. Frank gave him that nickname many, many moons ago. He passed away at the age of 68. He would have been 69 in November. But when he left here, left a big hole. But we were fortunate enough to find Kristen, who filled in for Joe's shoes. And but Joe was we were close friends. And as you might imagine, that news was stunning on Saturday. I know many of our listeners that started with Sean and Frank back in 1992. He was the executive producer when we started. And of course, we'll be playing some of his product over the years here this morning for you. But 8 o'clock, after 8:30 news, we will remember Joe Armacost. He rests in peace. All right, thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple, 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that the Christmas in July sale is going on for the entire month of July. You get incredible natural supplements that have been marked down 50, 60, up to 73% in some cases. And right now I'm going to help you out with a coupon that will get you free shipping. So stay tuned for that in just a second. But whether it's omega-3s or you're looking for stuff to help you fall asleep or to lose weight or to regulate blood pressure, or if you're having prostate issues, there's the men's Super Prostate Formula. There's men's 360, women's 360, multivitamins. There's over 50 different supplements that can help you maintain your health or repair your health if you've let it slip of late. So check it out, res-q.com. That's the website. Or you can call, order yours today, 1-800-26-LIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Here's the coupon code for free shipping, free send. That's FREESEND, and order yours today at res-q.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:22 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, Zoran Mamdani continues to say words out loud that should be incredibly unsettling to those folks in New York City who are considering voting for him for mayor. He is the Democrat nominee now because of this ranked choice voting they put in up there. And you'll hear some of what he had to say coming up right after the 6:30 news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's kind of shocking. And he says it was such charm and such a nice guy.
Look what's happening. You've got Mamdani in New York City, and now you have this radical Islamist in Minneapolis, St. Paul, little Mogadishu, Omar Fateh. You got Brandon Johnson, the commie in Chicago. And now you have all these progressive Marxists running most of our major Democrat cities. So our cities are under siege by this kind of mindset. And it is something that I can't believe voters will be hoodwinked and bamboozled by this. These promises of, all sorts of freebies, and there's not going to be any police, no prisons. And the problem is people are going to skedaddle out of these cities so quickly, there's going to be nobody left to pay for any of these ideas.
Folks, I just want you to note that he used the term skedaddle and the word hoodwinked in the same paragraph. And I think in broadcasting, that makes him a legend. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who has never hornswoggled. I'm not even sure what that means. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Reverend.
Reverend.
No construction yet.
We're watching. You know they're going to sneak in there later. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County right now. Clear going north through that area and eventually up towards the Tidings Bridge. Just a reminder, in Cockeysville, big water main break the other day. That was something else. York Road at Ashland Road. They're still working on that. We're still not officially sure if any of the lanes are open. So in the meantime, we would stay over, of course, on 83 through that area. Still running just fine. No delays right now. All clear at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild to muggy start, but it's going to be a little less humid as the day unfolds here, starting this afternoon and the next few days. So we're looking at the highs in the mid to upper 80s today, not as humid. The heat will return by the end of the week, and maybe some rain by Saturday. Right now, 72 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 72 in Pikesville. So I want to play this next clip, and then we'll discuss what the impact of this is. But again, Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, has been working on this for 6 months. Mm-hmm. She and her team has uncovered a treasure trove, over 100 documents, declassified them, and it appears that there was this cabal involving Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, John Brennan, James Clapper, Jim Comey, Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, and others, to subvert the will of the American people and to overthrow the president of the United States. They spied on him as a candidate. They spied on him as a president. And this, to me, would be the biggest crime, the biggest political scandal in history. And Gabbard says it. There's a paper trail, and looks like Obama directed it.
There was a shift in early December, the first week of December. Again, another document was produced by the Intelligence Committee, a president's daily brief that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before it would have gone into President Obama's President's Daily Brief, it was pulled by a senior-level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bringing all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet, and the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The tasks that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.
So, again, if there is a paper trail, this is the smoking gun. A lot of questions, Bruce, and that is, will there be indictments?
Yeah.
Can Barack Obama be indicted? The Supreme Court says president, when acting as president, has immunity.
Is that a presidential act?
Right. And that is certainly, she's calling it a treasonous conspiracy. She's used the term treasonous, seditious conspiracy. These are very serious crimes that are being alleged here. And, you know, with the death penalty is on the table for treason. So I don't know if this applies in this case. But clearly, there was an attempt to overthrow an election.
Yeah.
By the Democrats in power at that time. And so I'm not just going to blame them. I'm going to say, what was, of course, Mueller? He was the cover-up clown, as we have often mm-hmm. said. And then John Durham, he did his report. He was 4 years, millions of dollars spent. For Durham, I think the culprit was Bob Barr. Bob Barr,
he is the one. I'm sorry, Bill.
I know a different Barr. Bob, right. Bob Barr. He was in Metro Traffic. It wasn't Bob Barr. It was Bill Barr. Mental block.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, folks, that Sean Franklin knows an awful lot of Barrs.
Yeah, exactly. So Bill Barr apparently prevented John Durham from looking at any government documents. So he was not allowed access to what Tulsi Gabbard had. So that's why Durham didn't find it. And so Bill Barr is questionable here. And so is Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo was the CIA director early on. He could have declassified all of this stuff and stopped this Russia hoax in its tracks. And he did not do that. And the question is why?
Yeah. What did he have in mind by deciding that inaction was the action he was going to take? Because inaction is a choice.
Well, that tells me deep state.
Yeah.
It tells me that anybody that participated in this cover-up or did not get to the truth was part of the deep state. Now, there's pushback already on Tulsi Gabbard. Senator Tom Cotton, who's on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, they've introduced a bill to strip her of her authority as Director of National Intelligence. So this is the deep state pushing back. It's going to be watched very carefully over the next few days and weeks. They will tell you who they are. They will tell you that they are deep state. They will tell you that they're not really friends of President Trump or the American people. And I think this, to me, is the biggest crime scandal in the history of politics. Makes Watergate look like a pimple on an elephant's backside. All right, your calls and comments coming up in just a second. 6:30, time for some local news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One man dead, another wounded, following separate weekend shootings in Baltimore. Just before 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, police were flagged down in the 1500 block of Olmsted for a report of a shooting. When officers entered the home, they found a 64-year-old man with a gunshot wound, victim taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. In a separate incident, shortly after 4:30 p.m., a man was shot in the 2800 block of Kennedy Avenue. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition and remains so. Baltimore City Sheriff's Office says a residential eviction led to the discovery of 65 pounds of marijuana and around $47,000 in cash. On Friday, a deputy sheriff arrived at the Icon Residences in the Rotunda on West 40th Street, where she met the property manager to issue an eviction notice. When no one answered the door, they entered the apartment and found a man with 50 or 60 clear bags of suspected marijuana in plain view. A search warrant issued. Occupant was arrested and charged. Tenant owed close to $3,000 in unpaid rent and fees. Repairs have been completed on York Road in Hunt Valley after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. It was a mess. Water main break caused a massive sinkhole and flooding in the 11,000 block of York Road, closing the roadway and leaving residents and businesses without water. Maryland State Police investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institute in Allegheny County. 30-year-old Elias Alvarado was declared dead by emergency service personnel on July 18th. According to the preliminary investigation, he was standing in a hallway on his tier with another inmate before he was found lying on the ground unresponsive. Investigators say the suspect is another inmate and their investigation is ongoing. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And next, it's WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick 3, lottery number 772, your pick 4, 8389. And now it's 6:33, Monday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway, normal delays now. Outer Loop, New Hampshire Avenue around the 29 to the Mormon Temple. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Looks like we're running okay through Prince George's County. Was a little busy on 95 South at Cherry Hill Road and then taking the ramp over towards College Park. But I looked over towards that area, don't see anything. There's a lot of heavy traffic as per usual. and then looking live here crossing the Potomac on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds using the long ball yesterday to salvage Game 3 from the Rays in Tampa. Jackson Holliday led it off with a solo blast, and Alex Jackson followed suit in the third.
Starting with the former Ray, Alex Jackson. There's the power by Jackson. Out to left field, and goal! His first as an Oriole here in Tampa was a no-doubter.
And Wagner had the call on Mess and Jackson's solo blast in the third. Ryan O'Hearn lifted one out in the sixth. Birds get a 5-3 rain-delayed win, which went to Trevor Rogers, pitching six innings of two-run ball.
Being able to, you know, move the ball around, hit my locations, hit my spots. So, you know, that's huge, you know. Velocity wasn't quite where I would want it to be, but, you know, first start after the break, I kind of expected that.
And a sidebar here, the Birds are 36-27 when they homer at least once. They're only 8-27 when they don't. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias on MLB Network over the weekend addressing the Orioles' plans over the next 2 weeks.
The reality is when we're at that point in the standings and 11 days away from the trade deadline, you know, we've got to be realistic about our situation, and the conversations that I'm having right now are more oriented towards seeing what's out there for some of our available Major League players.
And notice the word available Major League players. Elias going on to saying he's not going to deplete the core, but there are a lot of expiring contracts on the Birds this year. The win at Royal Port Rush yesterday brought back memories for Scotty Scheffler.
Man, I grew up waking up early to watch this tournament on TV, just hoping and dreaming I would get the chance to come play in this championship. And, you know, it's pretty cool to be sitting here with the trophy.
Scheffler now just the fourth player in golf history to win the Masters, PGA Championship, and Open Championship, all before the age of 30, joining Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player. Only the PGA Championship remains between Scheffler and the Grand Slam. Denny Hamlin prevailed at Dover yesterday, the 400, down to the wire with Chase Briscoe for the win.
Briscoe is there, but not going to be able to pounce. Denny does it again. He's got the Dover hat trick.
And it was in Hamlin's NASCAR Cup Series fourth best victory of the season. The time now is 6:36. When we return, what's in a name?
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Welcome back to Monday, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. Good weekend.
I came over yesterday to watch
the WNBA All-Star Game. At your invitation, you said that you'd leave the door open for me.
Well, I got there,
and the door was locked.
I locked it.
Okay.
I was there. I was in there watching already.
We had a great time, Sean. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I bet you did.
You didn't show up on time. The door got locked.
I didn't know there was a time constraint.
Well, yeah, you got.
I just thought it was an open invitation.
It was a curfew. Man.
Pre-game festivities. You had to do the whole thing.
I was pre-gaming elsewhere. Watching real sports.
So President Trump with the Commander's name.
And the Indians.
Right. Not saying that D.C. is not going to be able to get a deal unless they change the name of the team.
Yeah. That is.
What do you think about that?
I love it. I think he's the greatest of all time. I'm just not sure that's a presidential responsibility.
What do you mean you're not sure that it's a presidential responsibility?
Yeah.
Of course it's not.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I think he's just saying he'd like to see a change back. I don't think it actually will do it. But I think he's putting pressure on Josh Harris publicly.
He is.
The Redskins owner. So we'll see what happens. I mean, they went back to the Super Bowl uniform colors for three or four games this year. So they're still trying to embrace the past without completely severing. So they're leaving the door open a little bit. Who knows?
And if you were the owner, seriously, and you heard this coming from the president, realizing it's not his business, it's not his business either, and wouldn't you simply say, hey, I mean, I get very every play, but he's just ignore what the guy had to say? Or are you going to push back and say, no, we're staying with this name?
Well, remember, he went to the White House with Muriel Bowser. He needed the president's support for, you know, that's federal land that they're going to be building the stadium
right.
on.
Right.
So
does
he wanted the president's support, and the president gave it. And now the president's saying, I'd like to see you, you know, change it back.
Doesn't Congress have to approve it? Like, they've got
a name change? No.
Not the name change. The actual
Congress
deal for the land.
Congress has approved
Congress
it.
Has approved it.
And now the only thing left is the D.C. City Council and apparently the president. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What doesn't he do?
He's leading the war on woke. That's what I love about the guy. He may not be out of his presidential responsibilities, but I do believe that he's leading the war on woke. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, good morning, gentlemen. And by the way, I, of course, do remember Joe Armacross answering phone calls and the like when we called in and so forth. We will definitely miss him. He was a great feature to this program. So that's what I want to say about Joe.
Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I know Joe would have appreciated those. He's not only a producer, he was an on-air talent. He was an incredibly gifted musician. And, yes, he is. He will be sorely missed. Mm-hmm. What else is on your mind, Mark?
In reference to the Russia hoax, you were talking about accountability. My question is, because I might be, it's been over 8 or 9 years now since all this has happened, and my concern is the statute of limitation as far as criminal liability. My question would be more better to go after financial liability and a civil suit, because that's really the only language the other party or the D can understand is once their pockets are, let's say, flatten a bit. I do understand that money, green money, it doesn't pay.
Yeah. Mark, you're talking about treason here.
Yeah, there is no statute of limitations on treason. None.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, none. So that's why I think you've heard it mentioned three times over the weekend by Tulsi Gabbard. It is now being mentioned in other circles, former Justice Department employees. We'll have more coming up in the next hour. But, yeah, there is no statute of limitation there. And I think they'll just get their Democrat minions to pay whatever fines they'd have to. And no, I think people have to be held accountable here. Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that so much.
6:40 right now, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Zoran Mamdani, this is the guy who's won the Democrat nomination for mayor in the city of New York. And more of his statements are coming to light while he simply eschews the, oh, no, I'm not a communist. I'm just a run-of-the-mill liberal kind of guy. Imagine a run-of-the-mill liberal kind of guy saying this.
Whatever it takes to guarantee housing. If I have to get rid of private property, that's what I'll do.
Really? I'm going to get rid of private property. Wow, I can't imagine Chuck Schumer saying that or Nancy Pelosi, but they both have kind of nice digs. I mean, Pelosi has a really nice place and it's private property, but apparently Mamdani figures what? He's going to exempt everybody in the Upper East Side where all the money is in Manhattan, and he's not going to seize their properties or just seize other people's property. The prices there are insane. I get that. Or then he says this, and when asked, well, should we do away with prisons? That's actually the question. Should we do away with prisons?
I think that, frankly, I mean, what purpose do they serve? I think we have to ask ourselves that.
Really? What purpose do they serve? Well, they keep at least a couple of the bad guys away from my front door, which to me is more than satisfactory. That's what they're intended to do. The whole idea of somehow rehabilitating people when they're behind bars, I'm less enthusiastic about because it doesn't seem to work very well. But I think that when you do a crime, there has to be a punishment, and this is the punishment, to spend some time visiting Bubba and just learn to live with what you have done. And then,
yeah, he wants to seize all means of production.
Yeah.
He wants to abolish the police, abolish prisons.
Abolish private property.
Abolish private property. This is a card-carrying communist. This stuff is right. If you go read the Communist Manifesto, it's like almost verbatim.
Yep, absolutely. Coming up at 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, still to come during this half hour. It turns out that the governor goes on TV, our governor, and has problems telling the truth. Really? Like nobody might be watching him, who might fact check him? Well, we will. That's coming up. 6:43 now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a brand new problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel as you're coming out of the southbound right tube in the right lane. So brand new that they still have the green arrow up, and this tractor trailer is blocking the right lane, so they need to put the red X up and get that traffic out of there. And it's a big vehicle, so it's going to take another big vehicle to get it pushed out and eventually out towards the Key Highway ramp. So if you can get to the left tunnel coming out of the area southbound at Keith Avenue, do that. In the meantime, there's nobody behind this vehicle at this point. And again, they still have the green arrow up in the right lane. They need to get that blocked off and get this thing out of here. Now, very quickly, we're going to get overflow traffic that's going to go over to the Old Harbor Tunnel. So here we go once again. We'll start to see delays coming south on 895 from Erdman Avenue, and 95 already is starting to back up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. Try to stay to the left tunnel if you can. Just got word, one of our listeners said they saw an accident that may involve a trailer, outer loop of the Beltway in the area at Hollins Ferry Road. We're trying to get a look at that, and we'll let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday here starts off mild and muggy, but then things start improving later this afternoon. Drying out, it'll be less hot, less humid, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and that pattern is going to be with us at least for the first part of the week, and then the heat returns at the end of the week, maybe with some showers by Saturday. Right now, cloudy, 74 in Pasadena, 73 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Ron Johnson.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Today is National Junk Food Day. All right, what is your go-to junk food, Bruce?
I'm told my wife I have none. She says, you have no junk food.
We've seen otherwise.
Yeah.
So pick one. We'll pick one for you.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite candy bar ever is a Heath bar.
Heath bar. Okay.
I love that.
All right. Chuck.
Snickers.
I'm a potato chip guy.
Really?
I just have a weak spot for potato chips. All kinds of potato chips. Just love potato chips.
Quick update.
Yes.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Found this problem. It looks like it's on the inner loop of the Beltway at Hollins Ferry Road. It's backed up to the Parkway already.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Cold Stone Creamery is serving up new birthday cake Oreo ice cream waffle taco. Mmm. That looks pretty good. New Reese's themed menu has arrived at Cinnabon. A chocolate peanut butter cup bun made with Reese's, or a chocolate peanut butter candy bun made with Reese's pieces. Or a chocolate peanut butter cup chalada made with Reese's as well.
Oh, chalada. Yeah.
Remember I told you about having apricots that were non-sulfur?
Yes.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is
okay.
That's an apricot.
Thank you very much. It looks like something else.
No, it looks like a date, perhaps. Or it
looks like it came out of the Jurassic era.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You
wish you had a date.
I'll do that later.
No, give it a try.
Just in case.
Oh, come on. Give it a try.
Well, yeah. You do one.
All right. Hang on a second.
All right.
I'm not
here.
Doing it.
Right here. It's good.
Yeah.
Let Mikey do it.
Well, it's a dried.
He'll try anything.
Dried fruit.
Tastes like an apricot.
Well, which is not my favorite thing anyway. I want the real thing. I don't want it dried. Got to have some juice in it.
Ah, okay.
All right. Sonic bringing back its crispy tenders wraps as part of its
Chuck
refreshed
the same way about drinks, by the way.
That's right.
Not me, buddy. No.
Hot dogs aren't from heaven. At least we don't think. But they'll be falling from the sky this Tuesday in Joliet, Illinois. The Joliet Slammers are partnering with Pabst to attempt the world record for most hot dogs dropped by a helicopter in 1 hour.
Wow.
Over 2,600 packaged hot dogs will be dropped on fans.
What kind of fans? Ceiling fans?
Yes. Fans in the stands.
I swear to God, I thought turkeys could fly. I see that happen.
They'll say it's the biggest wiener drop since Chuck sold his hot tub.
Yes. Nice. That was a ham. That was different. That was a ham hitting the ground.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what's... we talked about the ice cream trucks last week.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
Now the latest thing is booze trucks. Booze pops food trucks. And apparently, it's all a rage here, at least in Florida, I'm told. It's a big thing. It's now coming to, I think, to Ocean City, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Chuck sees it every day on the golf course.
The Booze Pops Cola Truck, available for parties, weddings, festivals, even to drive through neighborhoods. They're starting it in South Carolina. Can you imagine now all the wine moms out there? It won't be the kids in the street asking for money. It'll be the moms out for the
gosh, so that box of wine, please.
I'll take a wine spritzer.
On the golf course, that's known as the cart girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Chuck, did you ever see that viral video of the former NHL enforcer up in Canada playing golf, and some guy was drunk and was getting in his face?
Oh, yeah.
He tossed him around like a rag doll. Did you see
that? He threw him in the lake.
Yes, he did. And then the guy comes back and he apologizes for his behavior.
Yeah.
As
well,
he should.
I guess he did after he hit that one. he hauled his head.
That was one for the ages.
I've seen some good ones on golf courses.
Yeah, I bet you have. All right, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. That's 12 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there's some stink about the alligator Alcatraz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Well, she's a bit of a trip. She says that, you know, what they're required to do, the prisoners in the alligator Alcatraz are required to do, is stuff that normal human beings would never be required to do.
They essentially drink. They get their drinking water, and they brush their teeth, where they poop in the same unit.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine that happening. That's like a bathroom, I think, is what this typically called. But for her, this is something bizarre and unheard of. And, of course, then she says, but don't forget, all they're given is a 3-foot privacy wall.
They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy wall.
This is a woman who obviously never went to sleepaway camp in her life, because a 3-foot privacy wall would be 3 feet more than what is given to every camper in every sleepaway cabin ever, forever and ever. But anyway, it gave Debbie Wasserman Schultz the time to once again prove that she needs a hairstylist, Sean. That's about all that it gave her time to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering how New Yorkers, especially in the Upper East Side, are going to react to Mamdani saying, we're going to take your property.
We're going to take your property away.
Yeah. Well, a lot of brownstones up there that he would be interested in.
Yeah, well, my wife's cousin, who passed away a couple of years ago, lived in the same place under rent control for years and years in the Chelsea neighborhood in Manhattan. And we know that her unit, once it's sold, went for multiple millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they're going to feel about most of them very liberal on the Upper East Side.
Yep,
how
you got that.
You know, so maybe they'll wake up and smell the coffee. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore was on Special Report with Brett Baer Friday night. Hilarity ensued. We have the details.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New document out revealing Lisa Monaco attended a high-level December 9th White House meeting ordered by Obama to cook up intel against Trump related to Russia, along with Mary McCord. There's another name.
Mm-hmm.
That is another girl. Celeste Wallander and Victoria Nuland.
What year was this?
This was 2016. After the election, he was elected in November.
Right.
And beating Hillary. And then December 9, 2016, came the infamous meeting where they all gathered to plot to overthrow the president of the United States and subvert the will of the American people. That's just not a crime against Trump. I want to remind people, that is a crime that's being alleged against the United States of America. This is serious business.
Yeah, to plan as a sitting president to overthrow the opposition candidate who has won the presidency makes us into the banana republic we've all been fearing. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Ain't a damn thing going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Remember, you heard it here first. This broken down vehicle at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, right lane, right tube, coming out right before Key Highway. Bad enough these broken down. It's a car carrier with six or eight cars on it. So this is going to take something to push this thing out or pull it out or whatever the case may be. Right lane of the right tube is blocked.
Wow.
Police are behind it now. So we're getting the backup now on 95 going back almost to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And as I said earlier, the word gets out. Trouble at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895 now. We'll start to back up near the Erdman Avenue ramp. And the other big problem, interloop of the Beltway, if you're coming up from I-97 as you cross the BW Parkway, the wreck is further up around Hollins Ferry Road and up around the bridge at 895 was a trailer involved. One of our listeners saw it. Big backup there on the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. We start off a little muggy and mild, and then, of course, later on this afternoon, things get very much better. I mean, we'll get less heat, less humidity, as the weather pattern now for the next several days is going to be really nice for mid-summer, and highs in the mid to upper 80s, and that heat does come back by the end of the week with some showers maybe by Saturday. Cloudy, 74 in Severn, and it is 74 in Middle River. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm going to talk a little bit about Governor Moore. He was on a special report with Brett Baer on Fox News on Friday night at 6 o'clock. And it was interesting. I thought Brett did okay. There were a lot of, I think, other questions that should have and could have been asked. But he did press him on the surplus, the $5 billion that Governor Moore inherited, and then immediately turned into a $3 billion deficit. And he deflected and prevaricated during his response.
Maryland budget surplus when Larry Hogan leaves office versus the current deficit under you. $5 billion surplus. Current deficit $3 billion plus. The former Maryland Budget Management Department chief said they left this surplus plus a $2.5 billion rainy day fund, and essentially it was washed away with big spending by you and Democrats in the legislature. How do you respond to that?
I respond that that's been debunked over and over, that we actually turned a structural deficit, which has been predicted since 2017 and was not addressed by the previous government, and turned a structural deficit now into a surplus. And any surplus that we inherited was not a structural surplus. It was COVID money. And COVID money went to every single state around the country. And so to call that a structural surplus either shows that you are, you know, intentionally being factually incorrect, or you just don't understand math.
But you talk.
We don't understand math. Now, we understand it really, really good, but apparently you don't understand math. And he left out completely that there was a Democrat supermajority in the general insane asylum, whatever Hogan did do. And I had my issues with Larry Hogan being a lockdown guy. But whatever things he did propose or legislation and budgets he did want. Of course, remember they changed that they could come in, and it used to be that they could only override or approve the budget. Yep. Then they changed that whole thing. Where they can now, you know, pick it apart and do their own budget, basically. And that is something that, of course, and look, this was driven by what? It was driven by Democrat super spending. We have the blueprint. We have the red line to nowhere. We have the Climate Control Act of 2020. 2022, which declared war on fossil fuels, which has led us to our energy crisis today. In fact, there's a poll up at the Baltimore Sun this morning. If you support nuclear energy as a way to get through our energy crisis, 86% of Baltimore Sun readers want nuclear energy, believe it or not. So, this guy is an empty suit. He goes from talking point to talking point, talks in word salads, and Brett Baer did press him on the state of the state and what has been done to Marylanders in the last few sessions.
Talk to some Marylanders, and they are concerned. There's this 3% tax on IT and data services. There's they feel that their electricity and power rates are going up. They're paying more for it. Fees and registration stuff, they feel it. And so what do you talk to them? You know, like...
Well, the thing I say to them is that it's exactly why we've really focused on doing things like tax reform that could actually give the middle class a tax cut. And in the tax reform that we just passed, 94% of Marylanders either got a tax cut or saw no changes in their taxes at all. And yes, I did ask those Marylanders who were doing very, very well to pay a little bit more. And so what it means by that is, you know, a person making over $750,000 a year is now investing an average of $1,600 to $1,700 more. That's it. To be able to have the nation's best schools, to make sure we're not laying off our police officers and our firefighters. And I think that's the type of thing that's showing why Maryland now is not just watching population increase. In the Baltimore region alone, we're seeing the fastest population increase that we've seen now in a decade.
Yeah.
We've gone from now 43rd.
Yeah, the abortion tourism state, and a big population increase. All right, we'll debate and discuss that here in just a moment.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:59 right now on WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And those of you who have problems with your transmission, I want to recommend you take the bold step and contact either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have teamed up, this is the best team in Baltimore, to make sure that you have the best possible transmission in your car at prices a lot less than the dealership might do for you. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of accumulated experience right there. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Telephone numbers says 410-766-8500. That's for GBT. Or Jim Jennings is at 410-686-6700. It's 7 o'clock.
Coming up next, of course, we have the latest on Colbert. Democrats want an investigation into his cancellation. You're listening to WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's reached the six-month mark of his first year in office, and President Trump's backers touting all that has been accomplished so far. They point to tax cuts and getting illegal aliens off Medicaid. There's also a border that's now genuinely secure and cuts in government waste, fraud, and abuse. The president writes on Truth Social, 1 year ago, our country was dead with almost no hope of revival. Today, the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. Cutting taxpayer funding to NPR and PBS among the president's accomplishments, Senator Dave McCormick says he claims the cuts will impact emergency alerts in times of need are bogus.
FEMA has a responsibility for emergency broadcasting. Only about 10% of the budget for NPR and public broadcasting comes from the federal government. So this is a specious argument. This isn't really the case, and this ensures that the taxpayers aren't paying to have a political message drilled down their throat.
The Pennsylvania Republican, a guest on Fox News Sunday. Police have a suspect, a 21-year-old Dominican national, in the ambush of a Border Patrol agent in New York City.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Mora Nunez, an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border illegally in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The dog days of summer persist. Excessive heat warnings posted for a large swath of the country's midsection. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 92 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Rovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big delay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's a car carrier, fully loaded car carrier, broken down, right lane, right tube coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel just about a quarter mile or so before the ramp at Key Highway, sitting in the right lane. And again, this is going to take a big wrecker to remove this bad boy. It has six or seven vehicles on this thing, so it's going to be a while. So we're down to a single lane in the right tube. The left tube is open. We're backed up on 95 going back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895, of course, will take the hit, and they'll back up towards Pulaski Highway. So we're going to have a big problem until this thing is gone from the right tunnel southbound. The other wreck was on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up to Hollins Ferry Road. Last report moved over to the left-hand shoulder. It's eased up a little bit, but still slow above the BW Parkway on the inner loop headed up towards Washington Boulevard. Had a report of an accident. I haven't seen it yet. Heads up, 83 South between Mount Carmel Road and Belfast Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 75 degrees. Edgewater also 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Repairs have been completed on York Road in Hunt Valley after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. The water main break caused a massive sinkhole and flooding in the 11,000 block of York Road, closing the roadway and leaving residents and businesses without water. Officials say the break is fixed. Water service has been restored. Maryland State Police investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institute in Allegheny County. 30-year-old Elias Alvarado declared dead by emergency service personnel on July 18. According to the preliminary investigation, Alvarado was standing in a hallway on his tier with another inmate before he was found lying on the ground unresponsive. Investigators say the suspect is another inmate and their investigation is ongoing. The president wants a pair of pro sports teams to bring back their former names. Trump posted on Truth Social on Sunday that Washington's football franchise and Cleveland's baseball team should return to their original team names. Washington dropped the name Redskins following the 2019 season, but gave the Commanders before 2022. Cleveland underwent a rebranding in 2022 after changing its name from the Indians to the Guardians. Pick 3, lottery number 772. Pick 4, 8389. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Next 2 weeks going to be interesting for Orioles fans. Is GM Mike Elias already making decisions for 2026?
You know, we're not blowing up the team, and we think we're going to be very good again in 2026 and have that intention. And, you know, we're not interested in changing the foundation of the team, but
Birds with pending free agents all over their roster, among them Ryan O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Ramon Laureano, starters Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton, and Tomo Sugano, and relievers Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto all are potentially available for bidders. Injury updates for the Birds. Zach Eflin looks strong in a rehab start Friday, will likely rejoin Baltimore's rotation this week. News not so good, though, for Grayson Rodriguez. Another setback, this time elbow soreness. The right-hander has been pulled from his rehab as we speak. Ravens welcome their vets to camp tomorrow with high expectations for the 2025 season, but it was rookie Malachi Starks that put into words the pain and disappointment of how 24 ended.
Just speaking to the guys and like what that game's, what it means for the guys around the building. I wasn't there, but I can feel it when they speak, like when Coach R talks, like I can feel it.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the summer league season for Derek Queen is over, and that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us via email, themorningdrive@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the latest on the Obamas, and he says every young man should have a gay man in his life. Deep state counterattack on Tulsi as she reveals the truth has no agenda. And so let's all get to the truth, shall we? And finally, a top story here that the Democrats are all upset because of the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and The Late Show on CBS. They are demanding a full investigation as to why he should be canceled.
It's just astounding. Look, this is a guy who's been losing money. The networks are losing tens of millions of dollars on his show. It doesn't matter if he's the most popular late night. The way the show is structured is the show loses money, huge amounts of money. You can't sustain that long term. But instead of saying, oh, it's a financial decision that a year from now, I think that's enough notice, a year from now, the show is going to end. The show completely end, not just him, but the show is going to end. Instead, it has to be a crisis. It has to be something that's nefarious. It has to be somehow Orange Man bad-ish.
Because so much of the revenue and the viewership is now moving into social platforms, not to YouTube, that you wouldn't find a successor to any of those guys. This would be the last generation in those traditional seats.
Yeah, that's John Heilman over at MSNBC. He is realistic enough to say, look, because the nature of broadcast is changing, the emergence of podcasts, the emergence, frankly, of folks like Greg Gutfeld, who's beating the late night guys on the network TVs pretty comfortably in many books. It's not likely that those kinds of shows are going to sustain because the cost involved that turns them all into a loss leader. A loss leader for what? Pete Dominic says, well, yeah, Colbert's losing money, but so what? He's special.
You don't kill your cash cow. I mean, TV's losing money across the networks, and that's the trend that we're going. But Stephen Colbert is number one and has been for a long time. Also, Stephen Colbert...
show's losing $40 million a year.
Every show is losing money.
Wait a minute. You don't call somebody who's losing $40 million a year your cash cow. Unless you just do not understand the meaning of that term. So he's losing $40 million a year. You call him instead an embarrassment.
I want to tell Stephen, you should run for president, sir. Do it! Run! He's running.
Either that or launch a Netflix show.
Yeah, that's Pete Tomlin. He used to work for Colbert. Somebody tells me he's sucking up favor. But look, it's actually Abby Phillip, the last voice you heard in that clip. She probably has a sensible idea. Go ahead, get on a cable station somewhere if you want to continue to broadcast, or set yourself up a podcast and charge for it and see how that goes. Jason Chaffetz says, the very idea, Zemo, that this is a horrible thing, that this is earth-shattering, that people are going to die because Colbert is going away, that people are going to die because PBS is going away. He said it's nonsense now and forever.
People are going to die is just sort of the common, you know, week in and week out thing. Seriously, by not having PBS broadcast down in Blanding, Utah, you think people are going to die because of that?
More from Jason Chaffetz coming up. 7:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's time for Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of an accident on the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet. The one report said outer loop. They started at 83. Then they moved it over to the JFX. Now they're saying it could be at Greenspring. Looked all over the place up there. Have not seen it yet. So keep an eye out for that on the topside Beltway. This wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up to Hollins Ferry Road is still there in the median. It was like a pickup truck hauling a trailer, and they're still there. So they're off the roadway, but the backup on the Beltway is back into the ramp area at the VW Parkway. And then, of course, the other problem is this car carrier, which is broken down coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still blocking the right lane of the right tube. So a single lane there. Left tube is open. Delays on 95 almost back now to Moravia Road. 895 is back very close to Pulaski Highway. So both the tunnels now are looking at 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. There's a wrecker has pulled up. Not sure what success he'll have. Fully loaded car carrier is still blocking the right lane on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, kind of a mild, muggy start, but then later on, things improve, and we get less heat, less humidity for the next several days. Today's high, mid to upper 80s. The heat and rain return by the end of the week, so keep that in mind. Right now, it's cloudy, 74 in the city, and it is 74 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the big news over the weekend was the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified doc dump on Friday, which was the smoking gun. And it is appears there's a paper trail alleging that Barack Obama and his administration deliberately spied on, conspired against, and tried to overthrow the results of the 2016 presidential election. And President Trump, making things go viral over the weekend, setting the internet ablaze after he floated prosecuting Obama and the thugs involved in the Russia collusion hoax. He also said had posted a video of Obama getting arrested by FBI agents and being tossed into jail. General Flynn, who was also targeted by the Obama team, reacted to the news.
This is the biggest crime in the history of the United States of America. As I said, I think it was yesterday, Steve, that, you know, this is a moment that is really surreal for many people in the U.S. that never felt like we would ever go through or experience a coup. Basically, a coup which would take down a duly elected president of the United States by another individual. Now,
yeah. Absolute coup. He said it's the biggest crime in the history of America, and he says that this is what authorities, officials should be doing as it pertains to former President Barry Hussein Obama.
Do I feel vindicated? I will feel vindicated when I see Barack Obama get, you know, have
amen.
Handcuffs on, being escorted from his house, and being brought into jail. I would say right now, if I were in the Department of Justice, or if I was in the White House, I would demand that the Attorney General immediately take away the passports from these individuals who we know have already been named. And there's some others that have not been named yet. Take away the passports. Do not allow them to leave this country, because I guarantee they're waking up, you know, this morning saying, where can I go? We got to get the hell out of here, because they committed a massive conspiracy to undermine and overthrow the United States of America, the United States government, the President of the United States.
General Michael Flynn appearing on Steve Bannon's War Room, and you might imagine he has an axe to grind, and rightfully so. President Trump on Friday signed the Genius Act.
Just as I promised last year, the Genius Act creates a clear and simple regulatory framework to establish and unleash the immense promise of dollar-backed stable coins.
He joked on Friday that the Genius Act was named after him. Little tongue-in-cheek there. Again, in the next couple of days, you're going to hear some very disturbing revelations about what the Biden administration was doing with the CCP. Because let's face it, I think the CCP owned the Bidens. Because they knew where all the dirty stuff was involved with all the Ukraine and all the other money and so on, all the
it's
contributions.
Not like it's not like they hit it there. Very well.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth revealed what the DOD, remember, this is Defense Department, who they were relying on cloud service from.
Earlier this week, we were alerted to a potential vulnerability in our DOD computer systems, and we've been checking into it ever since. It turns out that some tech companies have been using cheap Chinese labor to assist with DOD cloud services. This is obviously unacceptable, especially in today's digital threat environment. Now, this was a legacy system created over a decade ago during the Obama administration. But we have to ensure the digital systems that we use here at the Defense Department are ironclad and impenetrable. And that's why today I'm announcing that China will no longer have any involvement whatsoever in our cloud services, effective immediately. And at my direction, the department will also initiate, as fast as we can, a 2-week review or faster to make sure that what we uncovered isn't happening anywhere else across the DOD. We will continue to monitor and counter all threats to our military infrastructure and online networks. And I want to thank all those Americans out there in the media and elsewhere who raised this issue to our attention so we could address it. And that's why we're talking to you today. As the president would say, thank you for your attention to this matter. And God bless our warfighters. I'm going to sign that memo right now, initiating that review.
So look what happened here. You had Obama with gain of function,
yeah,
with thinking it was a good idea to let Tony Fauci et al., take dangerous viruses and let them, alter them in labs run by the Chinese military. We have the DOD signing on with cloud service. We're going to hear what is happening at the FDA tomorrow here on the program. President Trump has released a statement on DOJ's request for grand jury testimony in the Epstein case. Quote, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and the radical left lunatics making the request, but he has said, let's get it all out there if we can. President Trump also said Adam Schiff is in big trouble and should pay the price in prison. He is alleging mortgage fraud. AG Bondi is ramping up a DOJ cleanup with another round of firings on Friday, according to The Hill. She's clearing out the Obama-Biden holdovers. Trump went off on Biden after an illegal alien who invaded the U.S. on Biden's open border invitation shot a Border Patrol agent in the face in New York City. The Border Patrol agent returned fire. Ellen DeGeneres confirms she has left the United States permanently because of President Trump's election. Good. See ya. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you.
Rosie has a guest room.
Yeah. That's the way it is. Day 183 of the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right. Still to come. We've got more on, of course, Colbert, PBS, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the latest deep state counterattack on Tulsi Gabbard. What else has she had to say regarding perhaps the biggest political scandal, at least, and perhaps biggest crime committed against the United States in the history of our country here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel still blocked. It's a car carrier, fully loaded car carrier, still blocking the right lane coming out of the tunnel and right before the ramp at Key Highway. So it's a single lane in the right tunnel. The left tube is open with both lanes, but the backup on 95 is going back to at least into the area at Moravia Road, almost back there. Yeah, just about there now, looking at the camera now. So it's backed up to there. 895, which takes the hit. And 895 only has two lanes. That backs up very quickly back towards Erdman Avenue and Pulaski Highway. So at this point, we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays for the traffic coming south. And again, the right lane of the right tube still closed at Wreck on the Beltway, Inner Loop at Hollins Ferry Road, still creating a backup. It gets a little better, but it's still slow as you're crossing the parkway. You're coming up into Baltimore County and eventually up towards Washington Boulevard and up towards 95. All the lanes are open. It was a pickup truck and a trailer that was involved on the left shoulder area. They're still talking about this wreck on the Beltway somewhere between Green Spring Avenue and the JFX. I have not seen it. It's not creating a big problem right now, but we'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And the Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a little sticky here this morning, but things could clear up a little bit later on this afternoon. Less heat, less humidity, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Going to stay that way for the next several days. Right now we are cloudy and 76 in Arnold, 75 in Dundalk.
We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Monday morning, bright and early. By the way, we start this baby up at 6 o'clock every single morning. We hope you're able to join us for that tomorrow morning, bright and early. All right, Vivian Schiller is the former head of NPR. And when she talked about Stephen Colbert, it's almost as if she was talking about her prophet is gone. You know, her PHROPHET, whatever it is, not profit as in finances. But her seer of all things good and holy has somehow left the building.
This has not been a great week for free speech and speaking truth to power, without a doubt. Look, the circumstantial evidence, and that's all we have, is as follows. CBS has said that they are canceling Stephen Colbert after next season for financial reasons. At the same time, we also know, as you said in the intro, that it is the number one show in its time slot. It's very curious, and we have to also make note that Stephen Colbert is unafraid to, again, speak truth to power.
Ha! Ha! He speaks truth as he sees it to power from his leftist perspective. Once upon a time, Colbert was very funny, back a long time ago, like on the day.
When he was pretending to be a conservative.
Right, yeah, but he is not willing to speak truth to power.
Yeah.
He's willing to take on conservatives and see if he can do it with some sense of humor, which sometimes hits, sometimes misses, but don't make a mistake about it.
This became
a financial decision.
He began a propaganda puppet for the left, and I still remember him dancing with the syringes, making fun and laughing about getting the jab, as if that was, if there was anything funny about that, people were dying.
Yeah.
As a result of that, so he became nothing but a mouthpiece for the left. And by the way, let's speak truth to power. He lost $50 million.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he got, you know,
this
what canned.
Is purely financial, folks. This isn't a pogrom that's being run from the White House. This isn't banishing liberals to the
You'd be surprised
wilderness.
How many people that I saw on my Facebook feed that I know that are media people in this city that were saying that this was fascist and it was authoritarian. Either Trump did it or he put pressure on CBS to do it. These are well-educated people that believe that somehow Trump had anything to do with this.
Look, if Colbert were making money instead of losing $40 or $50 million annually, if he were making money, he'd be on until his string runs out. But his show, whether it's because of him or whether it's because the economics has changed, no matter what the situation is, his show loses money. So when they say, but he's a thought leader, blah, blah, fine. Go be a thought leader somewhere else where you might be able to make some money on.
Where the left might have anything at all is, why is Colbert get canceled and The View somehow stays on the air? Because they are also losing money.
Yeah.
Their ratings are in the tank. They're also losing money. I'd like to see what Kimmel's numbers are, ratings-wise and revenue-wise. I suspect they're not very good. But Colbert was a boat anchor for CBS.
Yeah. If we're losing that kind of money, you don't keep your job for real long. You just don't. It's inevitable. No matter what industry you're in, if you lose your boss enough money, sooner or later your boss is going to find a reason to make you go away.
Yeah.
And this, not exactly they're saying as of Friday he's gone. A year from now. Folks, I don't know, in this industry, for those who are familiar with the broadcast works, to be told we're going to lay you off in 12 months is not exactly being hard on the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
In May of 2026.
Yes, really, seriously.
Because he's under contract, and that's when the contract is, and they just basically said, we're not renewing. All right. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24/7 should you need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And Michael and his firm has been doing this for well over 40 years. They put your recovery priority number one. And they'll take care of everything because they know the last thing you want to have to deal with is insurance companies and finding doctors and having to deal with depositions and all that other stuff when you are recovering from a serious automobile accident. He wants you to focus on getting better, and they'll take care of everything else. And I do really mean everything else, from dealing if your car's been totaled, there's diminution of value in that. If you don't have a doctor, they'll find one. In some cases, they'll advance medical costs if need be, and that'll be part of their litigation or their settlement. So look, for 40 years, that's what they've been doing. I've known this firm. They've helped my family. They've helped members of WCBM and so much more. So check them out. Hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com. Coming up next, the deep state counterattacks Tulsi, and there's some Republicans. We'll name some names right now on News Headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Here's a sad story. Hartford County, dozens of dogs have been rescued from a home in Whiteford. Their owner is now facing charges. Hartford County deputies and animal control officers responded to a report of an animal neglect at a home on Eagles Grove Court July 11. They found multiple violations. The violations included a lack of access to drinkable water, improper shelter, and poor air quality, and more. Last Thursday, a search warrant carried out. 44 dogs taken to a local shelter for evaluations. Anyone with information related to this crime asked to please call Hartford County Animal Control or Metro Crime Stoppers. One man dead, another wounded following several weekend shootings in Baltimore. Just before 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, police were flagged down in the 1500 block of Olmsted for a report of a shooting. When officers entered the home, they found a 64-year-old man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Shortly after 4:30 p.m., a man was shot the 2800 block of Kennedy Avenue. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Baltimore City Sheriff's Office says a residential eviction led to the discovery of 65 pounds of marijuana and around $47,000 in cash. On Friday, a deputy sheriff arrived at the Icon Residences on the Rotunda, West 40th, where she met the property manager to issue an eviction notice. When no one answered the door, they entered the apartment, found a man with 50 or 60 clear bags of suspected marijuana in plain view, a search warrant issued, occupant arrested and charged, tenant owed close to $3,000 in unpaid rent and fees. And repairs have now been completed on York Road up in Hunt Valley, right by Ashland, after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. Coming up on 732, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3, lottery number 772. Your pick 4, 8389. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so I think I tracked down this wreck finally that we were looking for on the Beltway towards Green Spring and the JFX. It appears to be now on the inner loop closer to Park Heights Avenue and Stevenson. The camera is out at Park Heights Avenue, but the camera is working at Reisterstown Road, and it's backed up there. And then over to Green Spring, there's not a lot of traffic. So it looks like it's on the inner loop between Park Heights and Stevenson. There is an impact there for the traffic coming up the Beltway from the ramp area at 795. Really slow from that point, and it may even be back. Let me just check. Not quite back to Liberty Road, but it's going to be there soon. So if you're coming up from the Woodlawn area, coming up through Pikesville, that's the reason for that delay. Southwest side of the Beltway was still a bit slow. The wreck earlier was on the inner loop at Hollins Ferry Road. There's still a speed reduction there, even though everybody is pretty much off to the side. And believe it or not, it's now been an hour that this broken down vehicle is there coming out of the southbound right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And because of that, it's a fully loaded car carrier, blocks the right lane. Both the tunnels looking at 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. After dropping four of their last five around the All-Star break, the Orioles making plans now for 2026. GM Mike Elias on the MLB Network.
To the degree that we have players that interest other guys or other clubs that are coming towards the end of their contract, we got to listen to that. So that's what we're spending our time on. You know, you talk about everything, you listen to everything, you explore opportunities.
Birds with several pending free agents, but Elias saying that the core of the team will remain intact. Injury updates over the weekend. Zach Eflin expected to return this week to the rotation. Grayson Rodriguez has been shelved again with elbow soreness. Kyle Bradish scheduled to make a rehab start for High A Aberdeen on Thursday. It'll be the first time the 28-year-old pitches in a game since June 14th of last year. Meanwhile, wishing a full recovery to Ben McDonald. After falling 25 feet over the All-Star break from a deer stand at his ranch in Baton Rouge and suffering a concussion, two cracked vertebrae as well. The former number one pick says he doesn't remember anything about the accident, but is fine and would be back in Birdland soon. Only one word to describe the play of Scottie Scheffler over the weekend at Royal Portrush, and that was dominant.
Yeah, it's a pretty special feeling. You know, it was a tough week. I battled hard all weekend, and you know, today once again was a battle, but played some really good golf, and I'm fortunate to be, you know, standing here holding the trophy.
Scheffler closed it out yesterday with a final round 68, winning the Open Championship for the first time in his career. Meanwhile, Denny Hamlin doing his thing at Dover.
Briscoe is there, but not going to be able to pounce. Denny does it again. He's got the Dover hat trick.
And it's Hamlin's NASCAR Cup Series best fourth victory of the season. New Orleans Pelicans rookie Derek Queen's Summer League season is over after just three games. The Baltimore native and former Maryland star undergoing left wrist surgery to repair a torn ligament. He'll be reevaluated in 3 months, putting him in jeopardy of missing the start of the NBA season. And finally, a New York City pawn shop owner admits to selling Joe Burrow's stolen property. Dmitria Nijinsky, a 43-year-old from North Bergen, New Jersey, has pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to receive stolen property in a Brooklyn federal court. The property was stolen from Burrow's house when Cincy was on the road last December playing the Cowboys. Value of the item stolen was listed at $300,000. The burglary was part of a pattern of thefts from high-profile athletes' homes, including Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Luka Doncic, and others. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the WNBA players are sending a message.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's interesting, you guys were talking about Stephen Colbert and his dismissal from CBS The Late Show.
Cancellation. He's on until May.
Gotcha. That's true. And the show is a money loser.
Yep. Yes.
And so is the WNBA.
Yes.
They started in 1996. They have never been profitable for 1 year of the 29 years that they've been in existence. The NBA supports them, subsidizes them at over $10 million a year. Yet at the same time, the WNBA players in the warm-ups this past weekend before the All-Star game wore shirts, black shirts, white lettering that said, pay us what you owe us. And so the natural question is, what exactly do you owe players or an organization that loses money every year?
You say, actually, you owe us. kind of thing. By the way, somebody falling from their tree stand while deer hunting, there's usually one cause for that.
And it could be.
Alcohol may have been involved. Usually one cause.
Or
they're just tired and fell asleep.
Oh, of course.
Not it off.
Of course. That could be. That's the more probable
Most hunters do not drink while they're hunting. Most law-abiding hunters.
They're not hunting up there with a free stand shot.
They're just drinking. They're hiding from somebody.
Yes.
All right, Gary. Good point. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. In case you missed it, Friday, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard revealed overwhelming evidence that demonstrates how, after President Trump won the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, Obama and his National Security Cabinet members manufactured and weaponized intelligence to lay the groundwork for essentially a years-long coup, her words, against President Trump. She called it a treasonous conspiracy.
We are referring all of our documents to the Department of Justice for the purpose of accountability and action. No one, no matter who they are, no matter how high up they are or how powerful they may be, no matter who the intelligence officials or professionals were who were a part of this treasonous conspiracy, there must be accountability.
The IC, the intelligence community, consistently assessed Russia probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. In fact, they concluded that they did not impact the election in any way, shape, or form. December 7, 2016, after the election, talking points were prepared for James Clapper, stating foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome. 2 days later, Obama's White House gathered top National Security Council principals for a meeting. meeting that included Clapper, Brennan, Rice, Kerry, Lynch, McCabe, and others to discuss Russia. After that meeting, DNI, Clapper's executive assistant, sent a letter, an email rather, to intelligence committee leaders tasking them with creating a new IC assessment, quote, per the president's request, end of quote, that details the tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election. It went on to say ODNI, Clapper, would lead this effort with participation from CIA, FBI, NSA, and DHS. Then officials leaked to media outlets like the Washington Compost their assessment that, and then they released it in January 6, 2017, that directly contradicted all previous intelligence and said that Russia did seek to impact the election and that Trump was collaborating with Putin at all, which, as you now know, started a cavalcade. And what's great about this is Gabbard says, oh, this has enabled and empowered many whistleblowers to now come forward.
We have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here, because they too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered. So we're going to provide everything that we have, everything that we will continue to gather to the Department of Justice for that direct intent and that direct purpose. There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, no matter who was involved in creating this treasonous conspiracy against the American people, they all must be held accountable.
Yeah, accountability is the key here. If there is no accountability, then our justice system is completely rotten to the core.
Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our country again.
Yeah, and she said there will be a criminal referral. We'll get to that here a little bit later on in the show. So it's going to now be in the hands of AG Bundy and FBI Director Kash Patel to review the evidence and, if warranted, go before a grand jury and issue indictments of all of the people involved in this conspiracy to overthrow our government and undermine the will of the people. This is a crime against the United States.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is your opportunity. Give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The broken down car carrier has been removed from the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They pushed them down towards the ramp at Key Highway, so now the roadway is back open. All four lanes moving again on 95 South. Backed up, though, to Moravia Road. 895 backed up to at least Pulaski Highway, so those delays continue, but improvement is on the way. Beltway still slow. The wreck was on the inner loop between Park Heights and Stevenson. That's backed up now going back towards Liberty Road. About 20 minutes ago, we had a broken down vehicle on the Bay Bridge on the westbound side. That has been cleared. We're still slow, and the backup is still there, but it's slowly getting better for the traffic westbound. All three lanes are open again. You're going to be a little slow as you're coming on after Route 8 and then over through Sandy Point. The morning backup is there southbound on I-97 at Route 32. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast starts off a little sticky, but then's going to get nicer as the day unfolds. Less heat, less humidity. Highs mid to upper 80s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, Wednesday. We start seeing the heat creep back in Thursday or Friday, and then some shower activity a little bit later on. Stevensville's cloudy right now, 78, and we're 74 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs. Gary and Perry Hall is our contestant. Good morning,
Gary.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You want to do first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
Go last? All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, the Democrat running to be Nassau County's top prosecutor encouraged convicted criminals to apply for a job in her campaign that could pay them up to $7,000 a month. The district attorney candidate's campaign posted an ad seeking a communications director on the job website, Indeed.com, as she tries to unseat her Republican opponent. Crime doesn't pay, so try politics instead. Story two, we were just discussing this. Collective bargaining agreements for the WNBA took an unexpected turn. Players demanded to be paid what they're actually worth. But a whistleblower inside the NBA says they may actually have to pay the NBA. The whistleblower says a total of $400 million in startup may be incurred by the players. And startup and seed money, operating losses, poor attendance, and low ratings, the WNBA players may owe the league upwards of $400 million.
Ooh.
And story three, it's widely expected that AI will outperform humans in a wide series of endeavors, but recently a Polish programmer beat an AI model in a 10-hour coding competition. The outstanding coder's feat may soon be impossible to replicate, as they say AI learns from its mistakes. All right. Story one, Democrat running for New York District Attorney encouraging criminals to apply for a job on her staff. Story two, WNBA players owe the NBA $400 million. Or story three, humanity wins for now. All right. We'll start with Chuck this morning.
I'll go with the NBA.
And Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I should have been listening more closely to the sports report. Whoops. but I do think I could see the Nassau story being true, and I do think humans, AI, does, you know, make a lot of mistakes, at least at this point. So I think I'll also go number two.
Kristen goes number two as well. Bruce?
I think story number three, the AI has become self-aware. So we should all be a little bit concerned about this. I think that's true. Story number one is true. The WNBA, probably not true.
All right. And Gary and Perry Hall.
Oh, I guess I'll have to just go along with the crowd.
Yeah. Story number two, WNBA players demand to be paid what they're worth and may now owe the NBA $400 million. Well, the first part of that is true, but the second part is not. So no one has, the NBA would never say that publicly. They're too woke to call out their own players.
Well, if you watch just any part of a WNBA game,
why would you?
You see, it's mostly thug ball.
Okay,
you know, it's ghetto ball, and it's not basketball. It's you know, maximum contact something on the court. Yeah. And if they want to have a broader audience, then they have to stop that crap.
Yeah, you can watch football.
Yeah,
instead. All right, congratulations.
The lingerie games, I'd highly recommend.
Congratulations, Gary. We'll put Gary on hold and tell you how to get your prize. But everybody's a winner to start off the week. We like it when that happens.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. 7:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, top of the hour, Kristen Noem, the DHS secretary, reacting to ICE deliberately targeting Hispanics. A little bit later on in that hour, we're going to pay tribute to Joe Armacost, the former producer here of The Morning Show when it was Sean and Frank. He passed away over the weekend, so we're going to remember Joe in our second segment of the hour, and then a little bit later on, Kerry Lake, time for PBS to compete. Or, you know, fold up the tents. Hey, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how most businesses have to operate on a regular basis. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. By the way, texts and emails now indicating Hillary Clinton campaign directly coordinated with the Obama White House to launch the Trump-Russia hoax. So that has now been uncovered as well by DNI Gabbard. She was a real busy beaver over the last 6 months. Catherine Herridge reporting over at CBS. Actually, formerly of CBS and Fox News, saying that the paper trail is there, that all roads lead to to President Obama. He requested the new intel assessment that would include an explanation of why Moscow directed these activities. His request opened the door to the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that claimed Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. And so it looks like, and Mueller went in as cover-up mode, and they wouldn't let John Durham do his job. That was Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo. So remember those two names in the future, Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey Nulley, the best of which you can hear and see at WCBM.com, our Facebook page and Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:53 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it's back to giddy up once again now on the Bay Bridge on the westbound side. If you're right there at Route 8 and then coming onto the span, it's a little bit slow there. But once you get to the mid-span and then over to Sandy Point, much better. It was a broken down vehicle that was the problem on the westbound side. Been gone for a little while. Slow recovery. I think in the next 15 minutes or so, we should be completely clear. The Beltway is still slow coming up from Liberty Road and working its way up through Pikesville. The wreck was in the area of Park Heights Avenue in Stevenson, and I just spotted a new problem here on the Beltway Interloop, Liberty Road, center lane with the flashers on. Nobody behind it. So if you're coming up from Windsor Mill Road, you're coming up from I-70, one lane to the left, room to get by to the right, but there's nobody behind it. It's a black vehicle with the flashers on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a little mild and muggy, but things get better as the day progresses. Will be less humidity, less heat today. Highs only in the mid to upper 80s, and that'll be pretty much the same through Wednesday or Thursday. And then by Friday, Saturday, heat returns with a chance of more thunderstorms. You're familiar with those. Cloudy, 75 right now in Middle River, 76 in Baltimore City.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I found this soundbite over the weekend, Sean, and it didn't make a complete sense sense to me until I realized that maybe Michelle Obama's reaction, maybe the White House, was because of what you have been talking about all morning long.
And then we went to Andrews Air Force Base, said goodbye to the military, got on Air Force One, and when those doors shut, I cried for 30 minutes straight. Uncontrollable sobbing.
You really? Again, I was a little unclear as to why, but now maybe I understand
guilt.
More fully.
Guilty yes. conscience.
Yes. Now, her husband, meantime, was on her podcast. You know, Barry was there chatting everybody up. Of course, he's a wise person. He knows what we all need in order to be fulfilled human beings. Here he is, Barack Obama.
That's one of the things that I think a lot of times boys need is not just exposure to one guy. Mm-hmm. That boy may need somebody to give the boy some perspective on the dad.
Yeah, yeah, that's what boys need. And Barack understands what boys need. Matter of fact, he is a perfect example himself.
I had a gay professor in college at a time when openly yes. gay folks still weren't out of line, who became one of my favorite professors and was a great guy. You need that to show empathy and kindness.
Yeah, so you need that. You need to have a gay professor in your life, guys, or you will not be complete as a human being. And Barack knows he's a wise man, and he is a complete human being.
And then there are the allegations of Larry Sinclair and Donald Young and his former congregation. And then the allegations of the Down Low Club in Chicago. And then there's the chef, remember him, that drowned in Martha's Vineyard, who was rumored.
Sous vide.
Yeah. So it's just saying.
There may be more to that story, is what you're implying.
Yes.
It could be. Now, the politicians are known, Sean, for their spontaneous nature and for not repeating themselves. Or maybe it's the other way around.
I have said very clearly that with stiff competition, mind you, this notion of turning Alcatraz back into a prison was the stupidest initiative coming from this administration. With stiff competition for that honor.
That, you know, that's not perfectly spontaneous, isn't it? It sounded as if she's just talking off the top of her head in kind of a politician kind of fashion. And then if you listen to her throughout the weekend, you begin to think, wait a minute now, where have I heard this before?
What I actually said is, with stiff competition, this is the stupidest. With stiff competition, mind you, is one of the stupidest suggestions. Stiff competition, this is the stupidest initiative they had put forth. With stiff competition, the stupidest initiative put forth by this administration. With stiff competition for other stupidity that they had put forth.
All right, enough, you broken record, okay?
So there you go. We went directly from Barack Obama needing a gay professor in his life to Nancy Pelosi talking about stiff competition. I will not make any linkage between those two completely disparate stories, Sean.
Yeah. By the way, more out of the treasure trove of documents. We now find out, after colluding, the Biden White House and Attorney General Merrick Garland colluded to weaponize the DOJ to label parents at school board meetings domestic terrorists. Pure evil. The inevitable results of a stolen election, a coup. Garland should also be behind bars. All of them need to be brought to justice. And I'm saying, if you look at these documents, this smoking gun that Tulsi Gabbard has uncovered with the way they tried to steal the election of 2016 and overthrow the government and a presidency, would you find it, is it unfathomable to think they would do something with the election of 2020?
No. Sean, completely unfathomable.
Or with J6 on 2021? Or with the double impeachments? Or with all the lawfare? Or even the assassination attempts in the last year?
You seem to be indicating they may not be as straightforward as they pretend they are.
No. I think what we're seeing in the first time in U.S. history is a criminal cabal to try to overthrow a sitting president of the United States.
8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
headlines this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There could be a smoking gun in the Russia collusion case. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard has produced documents reportedly showing that President Obama and high-level Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. Gabbard says it's nothing short of what she's calling a treasonous conspiracy. President Trump calling on a pair of pro sports teams, one in the NFL, the other an MLB franchise, to drop their new names in favor of their previous ones.
The president Sunday posted on Truth Social urging the Washington Commanders to revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians to return to the Indians. He claims there is significant public support for the change, citing heritage and tradition. However, both teams have stated they have no plans to revisit the name change. The Commanders and Guardians adopted their new names in 2022 after years of debate. Jason Walker reporting.
The war in Ukraine grinds on, with Russia stepping up its attacks on its neighbor's capital city.
Ukrainian officials report at least 2 deaths and 15 injuries, including a child. This escalation comes as the UK and Germany prepare to lead a NATO meeting on military support for Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems like Patriots. The British defense chief is expected to urge Ukraine's Western partners at the meeting to launch a 50-day drive to get Kyiv the weapons it needs to fight Russia's bigger army and force Russian President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table, according to a statement by the UK government. I'm Charles Dillardesmo.
Air Alaska is getting back on its feet this morning following last night's IT outage. It grounded all of its flights for several hours. On Wall Street, Dow futures 94 points higher. The NASDAQ futures up 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
8:03 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so this broken down vehicle, it's a black vehicle, inner loop right at Liberty Road, is sitting in the left center lane, has a flare out behind it, but they don't see it. There's no police car there. State Highway's not there yet. In the meantime, if you're coming up from I-70 and up through that area, single lane to the left, several lanes are open to the right, bad spot. And it's a black vehicle sitting in the travel portion, and that's still going to be a problem through that area. Looks like the Bay Bridge is recovering. Yeah, most of the backup now is pretty much gone. Traffic coming over from Route 8, a much better pace now for the traffic, eventually up and over towards the area at Sandy Point. Morning backup is there, I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Reisterstown, 73 degrees right now. Severna Park already up to 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Repairs have been completed on York Road in Hunt Valley after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. The water main break caused a massive sinkhole and flooding in the 11,000 block of York Road, closing the roadway, leaving residents and businesses without water. Officials say the break is fixed. Water service has been restored. Anyone who is still experiencing problems with their water service is asked to please report the issue. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the North Branch Correctional Institution in Allegheny County. 30-year-old Elias Alvarado was declared dead by emergency service personnel on July 18th. According to the preliminary investigation, Alvarado was standing in a hallway on his tier with another inmate before he was found lying on the ground unresponsive. Investigators say there is foul play suspected. The suspect is another inmate, and their investigation is ongoing. And President Trump wants a pair of pro sports teams to bring back their former names. Trump posted to Truth Social on yesterday that Washington's football franchise and Cleveland's baseball team should return to their original team names. Pick three lottery numbers, 772, your pick four, 8389, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Birds move on to Cleveland for a four-game set with the Guardians tonight, beginning at 6:40 p.m. Baltimore yesterday using the long ball to eke out a win over the Rays.
Started the game at first base.
O'Hearn drives it out to deep right field. You can forget that. That's out of here in no time flat. Number 12 for Ryan O'Hearn.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, one of three solo blasts by the Birds yesterday in a 5-3 win. Jackson Holliday and Alex Jackson with the others for Baltimore. Meanwhile, more injury news to report on Sam Bisaio, the O's number one prospect, suffering an oblique strain at AAA Norfolk, was shut down this weekend. No word on just how serious. This all coming after elbow inflammation in March and a hamstring strain in June that forced Bisaio to miss 3 weeks. Elsewhere in sports, Hall of Fame tight end and former Raven Shannon Sharp was resolved a lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting a woman during their relationship. The lawsuit asked for $50 million. And in the world of NASCAR, the circuit's oldest living champion has passed away. Rex White, who captured 28 checkered flags in his 233 race career, including the 1960 Cup Series. Cause of death was not released. Rex White was 95 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football landing perhaps their highest ranked recruit ever. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. I got to tell you, it's a little bit interesting that this smoking gun bombshell of a discovery by Tulsi Gabbard has been met with a thundering silence.
Yeah.
Here this morning on air and even off air. In text, emails, calls have been... No one seems to be interested. Maybe everybody's been dulled into nothing's going to happen mode. And maybe that's the reason. But to me, following this for as long as we have, this is way more significant than Watergate and anything else we've ever seen.
I'm not sure that people are disinterested or people are discouraged. They sense that, as you know, as Chuck said very early this morning, we were talking about this, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
That I think is what people's concern is, that nothing is going to happen.
We shall see. Time will tell, as they say.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And Christy Noem was put on the griddle this past weekend by a reporter who kept coming back to insisting that ICE is making raids only in Hispanic communities, and they're targeting people who only speak Spanish.
The media has highlighted operations like that, but we have operations ongoing throughout the country every single day in communities everywhere. So I would not say that anyone could show that they're highlighted in Hispanic communities. They're highlighted in areas that we know we have investigative work and casework to show that we may have enforcement mechanisms that need to be put in place because we have criminal activities ongoing.
This is the same. It's a variation of the same argument that was made about there are more black men in prison than white men in prison. The police are concentrating their efforts in black neighborhoods more than in white neighborhoods. Well, if you just remove the color and you just look at crime patterns and where the infractions are taking place, then you go where the crimes are taking place. If in this marketplace right here, you're not seeing a lot of smash and grabs going on in Glendon. I mean, it just doesn't seem to happen. You see a whole lot more going on in Baltimore City. So one would focus one's efforts on Baltimore City rather than on places like Glendon or Moncton or somewhere far out. It's just a reasonable kind of where you're going. But the reporter would not give it up.
We have judges out there and other individuals saying people have been targeted that way, and it's not true. Every single operation that we do on ICE is based on investigative work, on casework, to show that there is a reason and reasonable suspicion to go into an area and to talk and look at individuals that are involved in criminal activity. Because that is a narrative that people have been out there saying doesn't make it true, and it should not be repeated.
Yeah, just because it's a narrative out there, that doesn't make it true. And she's saying, look at the crime pattern, look at the stats, remove the color, we're going to go where the crime is taking place, where the criminals are. Seems to be perfectly reasonable. And in doing so, of course, you have members of ICE who are being physically attacked, some shot at, some shot, because we have encouraged a pattern of lawlessness or disrespect for the law in this country. Senator John Kennedy has a solution for that.
If you put hands on an ICE officer, you should be prosecuted. You should be sent to jail, and you should get to spend some quality time with Bubba. Until we start doing that and prosecuting these folks, it will continue.
And again, this is simple logic. Same logic applies here to juvenile crime. That if there's juvenile crime going on in Baltimore City, unless you choose to have a consequence for that juvenile crime, it will continue. If you have law-breaking going on, people come into the country illegally and do nothing about it, then people will continue to do so. And if you do something about it and you have one of the two major political parties saying, oh no, you guys got to fight, you got to push back, expect the kind of violence we have already seen, for example, riots out in L.A. last week. But don't expect that to be forever, because I think the people at ICE are pretty convinced they're on the right path and they're going to keep on it. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the state highway truck saved us now from the situation on the Beltway right there at Liberty Road. Broken down vehicle now has been cleared to the right shoulder, and all the lanes are open. We're still backed up. If you're coming up from Route 40, you're underneath I-70 and coming up to Windsor Mill Road. You're still slow there, but then once you get to Liberty Road and start up the Beltway towards Pikesville, that's going to be doing okay. The outer loop is still very slow coming down through that area between Liberty Road and 795 going down towards I-70. The Parkville side had been a little bit slow there. Still is on the outer loop at Hartford Road. There's a minor wreck in the median, 95 South around O'Donnell Street. It's off the roadway, but they're looking at it. So we're still backed up on 95 coming south from Moravia. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel is still slow right around the Urban Avenue ramp. Had a lot of problems earlier going into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. You start off mild and muggy. Things improve a little bit later on. Less heat, less humidity for the rest of the week. Today we're in the mid to upper 80s. Pretty much the same through Thursday. Then we see the heat and the wetness start to creep back in. 77 and cloudy in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. And let's see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think 15. Time once again for us to find out which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus if we could. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And here's the kind of job applicant that I think HR must shudder when they see walking through the door.
Today, I turned down a second interview for a position because I shared that I am part of the LGBT plus community and I need to find a workplace that is LGBT plus friendly. I could tell immediately as soon as I brought it up to her, I was like, this is a big part of my identity. It's something that I'm not going to hide about myself, so I need to find a workplace that is LGBT plus friendly. Conservatives or moderates just want you to not talk about it so they don't get uncomfortable. I am not going to be in a workplace where I'm going to spend 40, possibly even 50 hours of my week and not talk about my personal life and the people that I love and what my life is like. I am not going to hide parts of myself to make you comfortable. That's not how it works.
I think you completely misunderstand. It's not that we don't want to be uncomfortable. We just don't care. Truly, you know, we just don't care. This need for oversharing is endemic in this society. Sean, you and I have worked together now for quite some time. Now in the morning, work, you know, right together for hours every single day, 5 days a week. Yeah. And it's been going on for years now. How much time? Look, I think you have a lovely wife, great family, but how much time do we spend talking about that?
About our families?
Yeah.
You know, we talk a little bit about our families. But
that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, you want to spend a lot of time talking about my family. If I come back for a trip to visit my family, that's different. But I think HR looks at an individual like that and says, this lady's going to be a PIA. We're going to pass.
She may appear in the Coldplay Kiss Cam.
That's right.
In the very near future.
Yeah, with a girl of her choice.
Now they're putting up a warning before they... Before they focus in on people,
yes.
Coldplay is during their concerts. Really? That guy has now resigned, and I don't know if he had a prenup or not, but we'll see. The Democrats have begun to whine about the Tulsi Gabbard release, and as I said earlier this morning, we're going to see, watch very carefully, we already about Mike Pompeo, Bill Barr, a couple of Republican names Pompeo threw Trump under the bus, did not reveal any of the stuff that he could have declassified, so there's a reason why Mike Pompeo is not in the Trump administration in this term. And Bill Barr is another one that directed John Durham not to look into secret government documents. He put his finger on the scale, and he also interfered in the 2020 election investigation. Remember, in Pennsylvania, a U.S. attorney up there found some shenanigans and reported to the Justice Department. He said, butt out. We'll take care of it. Of course, he didn't. So those two are... And now, Tom Cotton, I want you to focus very carefully on Senator Cotton, who is the chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. The SSCI, along with the HPSI over in the House, are both part of the intelligence community. They are part of the deep state. And already Tom Cotton has introduced a bill to strip Tulsi Gabbard. Of course, it's the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, not Gabbard by name, but strip that office of its power because the deep state doesn't like what Tulsi found. And Tulsi's brave. I got to give her that.
Yeah.
Because now you are at the, you're in the deep state's crosshairs, as Donald Trump is, as some of the other people are. But Democrat Representative Jim Himes demanding DNI Gabbard halt release of the Obama-era deep state docs, claimed that John Brennan's life might be in danger from mega mouth breathers. So, again, here we go, folks. I'm telling you, we talk about the precipice of civil war in this country. We're not advocating it. We hope that it doesn't happen. But if this isn't handled directly, there are going to be a lot of people who are really, really, really upset.
Yeah.
The truth has no agenda. The truth is the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And what it means here is that the people that conspired, and again, pretty much openly now, to overthrow the United States president of 2016, 2017, that would be Donald Trump, they must be held accountable. There got to be indictments. So now, if you think the pressure on Bondi was great under the Epstein files, imagine now. And Cash Patel over at the FBI.
Yeah.
Imagine now. Susan Rice's bizarre email to herself about a secret Oval Office meeting with Comey, Sally Yates, and Barack Obama has come into focus now. She served as the National Security Advisor through January 20th, 2017. And we find out that Rice sent herself an email about that secret Oval Office meeting, basically washing her hands, Pontius Pilate. Note to file. Email to herself 15 days after Obama hatched the dossier plan with her, Comey, and Biden sitting there in the Oval Office. After the fact, she claimed Obama stressed the FBI and CIA handle this issue by the book. Because she knew. She knew if you know what hit the fan, there was going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
So, very interesting developments there. Stay tuned, folks. This is just the beginning. I think this is tip of the iceberg. And gird your loins, as they say. It's 8:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive on with Casey Nelly. Coming up right after the 8:30 news, we remember a former great, our former executive producer of Sean and Frank in the Morning Show, Joe Armacost, who has passed away.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:23 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Charles DeWittaker.
The inner loop of the Beltway is still looking at this accident which happened more than an hour ago on the inner loop near Hollins Ferry Road. It's a pickup truck with a trailer on the back. Hit the median wall, had all kinds of problems, and they're coming up by it. It's in the median. It's well off to the side, but they're looking at it, so we're still slow on that section of the Beltway coming up from the BW Parkway. After that, much better. The inner loop now coming up to Liberty Road is improved. That broken down vehicle is gone. Some slowing on the rest of the Beltway, but now at the normal delay, both the tunnels are still backed up, trying to improve, but still slow on 95 and 895 southbound. Bay Bridge did recover from an earlier broken down vehicle. There was a little bit slow, I-97 southbound with the normal delay right there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy start, but then clearing up next couple of days. Going to be pretty nice. Sunshine, less humid, less heat, mid to upper 80s for the high until Thursday or Friday, and then the heat starts cranking back in with a chance of some more storm activity. Right now, cloudy, 74 in Pikesville, 73 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from Carol in Columbia.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, gentlemen of the morning drive.
Yes, good morning.
I have been thinking about this, what I call the cabal for short. There are so many names already on the top rank. It's so wide that it seems to me there has to be a second rank of cabal members. And if I were one, God forbid, I'd be running for the nearest attorney to arrange for me immunity, testimony, and witness protection for me and my family.
You're a very practical woman.
Do you think there's some people out there?
Oh, yeah. I do. I think that, in case you didn't hear it, in the last hour we played General Flynn, who said that if he has a Justice Department, I would revoke passports for all of these people right now until the investigation is complete.
But some at the top won't talk. But they had to have been supported by a second rank.
Well, whistleblowers have begun. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard told Maria Bartiromo yesterday they're coming out of the woodwork. They're now emboldened, and they're encouraged by the fact that finally someone has had the stones. And again, she's a warrior. She was she served in the U.S. She's in the U.S. National Guard Reserve, and she cares about her country. Doesn't matter what political party you are, and she wants the truth to get out there. And so does President Trump. So we'll see. We'll see. I noticed it wasn't the lead story on Fox News over the weekend. It was, I know they had the car that plowed into the crowd, yes, which was unfortunate and tragic. But this is perhaps the biggest crime and political scandal in the history of the United States. And the state-run media, the Alphabet, the drive-by media, they ignored it. And even people like Fox are giving it, it's an important story, but we're not giving it the gravitas it should.
Well, I think historically, Carol's right. I think historically that we're going to see that it was a very, very important story. This is basically Tammany Hall has become a national phenomenon. That we have this level of corruption in government, this level of self-serving in the federal government, which is pretty much unprecedented at the federal level.
Yeah. Well, you look at it, this isn't just corruption. This isn't just people embezzling money from one of the entitlement programs or taking money. I mean, this is, to me, I place this at the same level as an Alter Ames, okay? Somebody that is either selling information against his country to damage his country. In this particular case, you had this criminal conspiracy cabal that were conspiring to undo the results of the 2016 election, to subvert the will of the people, to undermine a candidate and a president, to spy on a candidate, a president, and members of his cabinet, to spy on the American people, and then proceeded in a cover-up with Robert Mueller. How much did that cost us? What was he, $40, $50 million?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they appointed John Durham and handcuffed him to the tune of 4 years and $30 or $40 million. So the money really is an issue. But more importantly, people like this, unless you hold them, unless there are an indictments returned and you hold people like this accountable, then it means nothing. The system is corrupt. It's rotten to the core. We are a third world banana republic.
Yeah.
Except we just dress it up differently.
Yeah. We pretend we're not because we're from North America. But no, the manner in which this is being done, again, is unprecedented at the federal level. We've seen corruption at the federal level before, but not of this particular brand. Let's make sure we torpedo whoever follows me in office.
And I say this because if you read through the documents, I spent the whole weekend reading through these documents. And this was done at the behest of the President of the United States at his request.
And that makes it huge.
To manufacture this intelligence, to weaponize this intelligence against a duly elected president, and that makes a huge difference. There is a smoking gun paper trail. We'll see what AG Bondi and Director Patel do with it.
Edison Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. With the hot summer weather we have in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now's the time to call them at 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, we remember Joe Armacost. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines are being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them online at aaiaudiology.com. Dozens of dogs have been rescued from a home in Whiteford. Their owner is now facing charges. 44 dogs taken through a local shelter for evaluations. Anyone with information related to this crime that took place on Eagles Grove Court on July 11th, please let the Harford County Animal Control or Metro Crime Stoppers know. One man dead, another wounded following separate weekend shootings in Baltimore. Just before 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, police flagged down in the 1500 block of Olmsted for a report of a shooting. When officers entered the home, they found a 64-year-old man with a gunshot wound, victim taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A second incident, shortly after 4:30 p.m., man was shot the 2800 block of Kennedy Avenue. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Baltimore City Sheriff's Office says residential eviction led to the discovery of 65 pounds of marijuana and around $47,000 in cash. On Friday, the deputy sheriff arrived at the Icon Residences at the Rotunda, West 40th Street. She met the property manager to issue an eviction notice. When no one answered the door, they entered the apartment and found a man with 50 or 60 clear bags of suspected marijuana in plain view. Search warrant issued, occupant arrested and charged. And repairs have now been completed on York Road up in Hunt Valley near Ashland after a 30-inch water main broke on Friday. The water break caused a massive sinkhole and flooding in the 11,000 block of York Road, closing the roadway and leaving residents and businesses without water. 8:32, next WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 772. Your pick four, 8389. And now at 833. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895 and 95 are still slow. They're moving, but they're still backed up to 895 is around Erdman Avenue. 95 is still backed up to beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So still recovering. We had a number of problems way early this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the car carrier that was broken down in the right tube for about an hour, and that started the backup. Still not recovering, but right now we're about 15, maybe 20 minutes southbound at both the tunnels. The southwest side of the Beltway finally settled down from that incident that is on the inner loop near the bridge at 895. Reminder, in Hunt Valley, crews are still working and repairing and repaving York Road at Ashland Road, and there may still be some lanes blocked in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start off a little bit mild and muggy for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Drier air is going to be in place. Temps will be in the 80s today, and we'll keep those temperatures below average for the next couple of days, staying dry this week with no storms on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the Orioles now firmly outside the playoff picture, the look ahead to 2026 is full speed ahead for general manager Mike Elias, who was on MLB Radio this weekend with a lot to say.
The reality is, when we're at that point in the standings and 11 days away from the trade deadline, you know, we've got to be realistic about our situation, and the conversations that I'm having right now are more oriented towards seeing what's out there for some of our available major league players.
He then continued and went on to say,
and, you know, we're not blowing up the team, and we think we're going to be very good again in 2026 and have that intention. And, you know, we're not interested in changing the foundation of the team, but
Birds with pending free agents all over their roster, among them O'Hearn, Mullins, and Laureano, are the position players. Starters Eflin, Morton, and Sugano, and reliever Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto. Some injury updates for Baltimore. Eflin could return to the rotation this week. Rutschman to begin minor league rehab this week at Norfolk. Grayson Rodriguez shut down again, this time with elbow soreness. Kyle Bradish is scheduled for a rehab start Thursday in Aberdeen. Training camp on the doorstep for the Ravens as veterans report tomorrow to Owings Mills. First team practices will be on Wednesday. Head coach John Harbaugh says it's time.
We've got to take care of the process, and it's our job to make it happen. It's not what you say. It's not anything other than what you do.
Former Panther and Patriot quarterback Cam Newton making news this morning. On his podcast called Fourth and One, Newton was talking about Teddy Bridgewater's suspension from coaching Northwestern of Miami High School football for paying his players food and Uber rides, among other things. Here's Newton's take.
Instead of suspending him, he should have acknowledged him and found a way to say, how can we help Miami Northwestern help these kids?
Maryland football news. The program landing arguably the nation's top prospect in the 2026 class when Zion Ali committed to the Terps. The edge rusher out of St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, rated as the number one overall player according to Rivals, number three by ESPN. The athletic Ali also planning on playing wide receiver in college. On this date in baseball history, something that would be impossible today. July 21st, 1945, Tigers and Philly Athletics played 24 innings to a 1-1 tie. The Tigers starter, Les Mueller, pitching 19 and two-thirds innings that day. Have a great day, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
At the podium stands Joe Biden, a liar by his trade, and he says he can remember of every job he's ever had, or some bullshit just like that. 'Cause this liar has no shame. Yeah, we know we can't believe him, but the big guy still remains. La la la.
The musical and singing talents of Joe Hosni Armacost. He did that for me on the podcast just a couple of years ago. And if you missed the announcement earlier this morning, we lost Joe over the weekend. He passed away on Saturday, July 19th. A bright light was extinguished when Joe Armacost passed. I was informed by his good friend Tommy Levin, who was staying. He was staying with Tommy during his battle and struggles with ALS. Tommy told me that the Colonel had left the building, a reference to one of Joe's incredible characters. As I mentioned, Joe had been struggling with ALS over the past year, but just recently officially diagnosed after a visit to Johns Hopkins. He had been living in Florida after exiting the Dan Bongino podcast. Joe was working with Lori Roman and Alan West with the American Civil Rights Union at the time of his death. He was born in Glen Burnie to Joe and Mary Armacost and had a wonderful childhood, would attend Holy Trinity and then Mount St. Joe's and Glen Burnie High Schools. After high school, his drumming and singing talents would land him a spot in the local rock group Mal and Val. Later, he would head to Hollywood. He would join the tour of the rock group War. Remember them? Cisco Kid as their drummer. Joe also had a love for motorcycles and would become part of the professional motorcycle racing circuit. He banged up his knees so bad he had had both of them replaced before he was 40. As a performer and entertainer, he wanted to find an outlet for his creative talents and pursued a career in radio and television and began at Baltimore's WFBR and then transitioned over to WCBM. Joe Armacost became the executive producer of Sean and Frank in the morning show in November of 1992, nicknamed Hosni. Joe's penchant for performance and creative juices helped to make Sean and Frank one of the top-rated and longest-running morning radio shows in Baltimore history. His 27 years as executive producer and on-air talent featured his musical talents and song parodies, which you just heard, the best music bumpers in Baltimore, and his comedic talent was prominently displayed in many bits and sketches. He became known as the man of a thousand voices for his vocal impressions and characters like Don from Don's House of Bananas, 7-Eleven Guy, Dr. Fong, Bjorn the Swedish Yodeler, Game Show Guy, and the Colonel, just to name a few. His on-air caller bits would feature many different and international accents, from British and Scottish and Irish to Indian, Chinese, and Russians. Many times listeners would not even know it was Joe Armacost who was calling as just a casual listener with one of those accents. His crowd-pleasing warm-up antics were legendary at Shannon's annual St. Patrick's Day forecast and other remote broadcasts. He continued to perform in some local bands while working in Baltimore and did assemble a band for the short-live Sean and Frank TV pilot when the band performed King Don in front of former Governor William Donald Schaefer. Joe was always his genuine, authentic self, whether screening calls from senators and presidents or performing at the governor's mansion. Joe's reputation spread internationally, where he was interviewed to be the producer for the Laura Ingraham radio show. Eventually, he would leave to become producer of the new startup podcast, The Dan Bongino Show. Joe and Dan had met when Dan was filling as a guest host on the Sean and Frank show, and Joe would help propel that show to one of the top political podcasts in the country. While continuing to work with Dan, Joe reunited with me on the Sean Casey Show podcast in 2021 and left last year to relocate to Florida to devote his full attention to the Bongino podcast. He launched his own short podcast on X in 2024, where he would comment on the day's political events. He was an avid golfer, loved the Ravens, the Stones, and sardines for breakfast, much to the chagrin of the rest of the morning crew. We'll miss his comedic outbursts, his outrageous behavior, and his sack of hard-boiled eggs. Joe touched many lives along the way, including volunteering and singing at his local church. He was one of the most generous and charitable individuals I have ever known. He is survived by his former wife, Maureen, two sons, Misha and Joey, many friends, and thousands of listeners. Joseph Murray Armacost would have been 69 this November, but now he's entertaining a heavenly audience. We used to debate who was better, the Beatles or the Stones. In a minute, we'll try to resolve that debate as we say goodbye to Joe. Take a brief pause for a traffic update.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I'll interject if I have a second when we get done with this. 95 North, still busy coming up from the Beltway, just up to about the Washington Boulevard as we get up towards the ramp at 395. The pace is improving, so it's a speed reduction only through there. Some slowing yet on the Beltway. JFX, you've been okay. We're still backed up. We started early with a big problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still taking a while for all of that to settle back down. So 95 and 895 still in the area of about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, into both the harbor tunnels. You have a minute for me?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
I always remember, you know, Joe and I had our own show on the IFB, which is where we could talk privately while the show was on. I could talk to him, he could talk to me, and then we would come on the air. And we used to just crack each other up. We would be hysterical, you know, between the Baltimore Ravens and the Colonel. But the one infamous thing happened when we were at Shannon's, and I went and got something to eat between breaks, sat back down as we came back on, and you said, "Hey, we're back at Shannon's." He took my sausage off my plate. And I said, "Joe just fingered my sausage right here in public." Mike Fast damn near fell off his chair. Joe spit the sausage out onto my plate again, which I didn't eat anymore.
Can't imagine why.
But, you know, but we always had great conversations. And then he and, you know, Tom Levin, you know, we played golf and we had all this fun. But what a character he was. Unbelievable.
Yeah, larger than life. I got to tell you, a lot of the stuff I can't even mention on the air. The antics that he would pull, but he was just an incredible generous. And he would build me equipment and donate stuff to help me build my home studio and spend. Mm. Yeah, just an incredible guy. Very, very gifted. He was my creative spark. When we would do song parodies and bits and sketches, and when we come up with ideas for characters, and writing some of the stuff that we did, some of the bits we did together, you know, he was always he was a funny guy.
When he did Dr. Fong with the football picks, I would just cry.
Yeah, just really funny stuff.
Oh, Levens. Oh, yeah. Pick Levens.
You know, Chuck, I was a fly on the wall for some of those sub-conversations in this control room for 3 years, so I learned a lot and heard a lot.
You heard a lot. I'm sorry that you had to hear some of that, but it's all right.
Interesting training. No, but I know that Joe always told me, I mean, first, I kind of knew him as a producer because I was a listener first before an employee and then an intern, and I know he always told me, I mean, he created such a unique, great sound for the show, which he took very seriously with the music. I know he always told me his goal was to make it sound like a late-night show, but in the morning, and I always felt like that was evident even before I was a listener and before I never knew you guys. And it's funny because, I mean, you might think, okay, he was just the funny guy and the color guy and whatever. He felt just as serious about all of the political issues. Yes. And everything that was going on. He was a great patriot, but I think he felt like he could contribute best because, you know, you and Frank at the time took the heavy, you know, dealt with all the heavy news. Like, he wanted to add a balance to that because he knows it could get so heavy to listen to every day. So I think he felt like his best contribution was, as you said, a lot of the comedy and the entertainment, the sound effects, the great music that kind of got the party started and got your day ready, unlike a lot of other people that take a different tact. And then as a friend, he was a great mentor to me, and I tried to emulate his sound. Obviously, I would never be able to fill his shoes, but he taught me a lot of things about timing and appreciating great music. And he was also a very good friend. He took me for a lot of fun adventures after the show. We were at Lexington Market at like 9:30 in the morning one time, eating, slurping oysters. He felt like there were certain Maryland experiences that if I hadn't experienced yet, he needed to, you know, and even let me stay in his house when he was moving on Kent Island and gave me a whole love for being by the water. So anyway, it's hard to compress a great person a minute or two. But
especially the 27 years he spent on this program. And I remember once he was bound and determined to make me a golfer. Because he goes, you know, Chuck plays and I play, and, you know, it would be fun if all of us get together. So he took me up to Tom Mitchell to drive some balls. The first ball I hit was great. It was straight and true and 220 yards, maybe, whatever the case may be. And I said, this isn't bad. The next five balls went worm burners into the slice right, hook left, whatever. And I only hit like 10 balls, and Joe picked up the bucket and said, forget it.
Call a cab.
That's right. He said, you're a waste of time. But what a great friend, absolutely. But he would have been 69 this November, but as I said, now he's entertaining his heavenly audience. And we used to have this debate, best band of all time. I'm a Beatles guy. He was a Stones guy. And this would go, this would range mm-hmm. back and forth. And so I thought no better way to honor him than with a Rolling Stones song. Rest in peace, dear friend, until we meet again.
We love you.
Good Lord, to shine a light on you, remembering Joseph Murray Armacost. It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The Rob Carson Show. We saw it in real time, 2016-2020. We were just censored by the federal government, the FBI, the DOJ, the DHS. They even created a disinformation governance board. So you couldn't question that Hillary Clinton created a Steele dossier to pin Russia collusion on Donald Trump in 2016 that haunted him through his entire first administration. And now we know John Brennan, Jim Comey, knew it was a lie. I hope they look good in orange.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:52 Monday morning. We have my very brief perspective on Joe because we had contact as well. Joe Armacost was a gentleman. He was a guy who was particularly fond of his boots, by the way. I don't think he ever wore shoes. He always wore boots. And whenever I happened to sit in when Sean and Frank were on vacation, he was gracious. He helped me every step of the way. I made sure that I didn't screw up the show too badly. He was thoroughly one of the most decent people I've ever met.
Just an incredible guy. And you're right about the boots, though. Never saw him without boots.
No.
And he started wearing those boots when he was racing motorcycles. So he always became a boot guy because he always wore boots when he was racing and when he was playing music. Because drummers, too, because he was a drummer.
Yeah.
Very gifted drummer. One of the best drummers I've ever heard.
You tour with War. You're not shabby.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. But a great guy. Sad news of the weekend. 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The Bay Bridge westbound, clear. Late problems there, none at all now. We had problems earlier, about an hour ago. Definitely recovered now through there. It's good all the way over towards the Seven River Bridge and towards I-97. The earlier morning backup at I-97 at Route 32 is also gone. A little bit backed up yet, and it's going to be there for a while. We're moving traffic, but it's still slow. We bunched up a lot for about an hour with a broken down vehicle at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All of that is still recovering, so we're still 15 minutes or so with traffic moving on 95 and 895. Some slow pockets yet on the Beltway. They'll be working, and again, they're repairing the roadway, getting things back into business once again in Hutt Valley. Big water main break over the weekend at York Road at Ashland Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, we start mild and muggy, but then it'll be clearing up. It'll be a nice stretch of weather for at least today through Wednesday or Thursday. Less humidity, less heat, mid to upper 80s for the high, the heat, and unfortunately, thunderstorm activity returns just in time for the weekend. Cloudy 78 in the city, and it's 77 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fine, thank you.
All right. When I got off air yesterday, you know what? While I was on air, I got a phone call from Clay in Oix Mills, one of our callers, and he said that he just passed Penn North, and there was lots of activity. He couldn't tell what was going on, but he believes that something else happened, and he was correct. Five more people overdosed in the same exact spot as the Thursday prior, where you had 27 people overdose, and two of those five are apparently in critical condition. And at this point, and we've talked about this on the show, I think that honestly, the leaders in the city do not look at drug trafficking and drug activity in general as a crime. I don't think they look at it as a crime.
That's a leftover from Marilyn Mosby's policies, which basically said it was a low-level offense, and she wasn't going to prosecute any kind of drug dealing or drug usage.
Yeah, no, I don't think they see it as a problem.
And it created an environment in which the police are saying, well, if she's not prosecuting, why am I going to enforce the law?
Yeah. The only, like, you have people that are down there, apparently, that are helping out, right? And I understand that. But I think they're just there because it creates their, you know, more jobs, and they get paid by the state or even the federal level in some cases. And so it just gives them job opportunities to be there. But I don't think they actually care about the problem itself.
Well, we will see what happens with the $400 million opioid settlement money that Scott is doing his listening tour right now.
The community will decide.
And if you're down there basically being paid to be there, I suspect there's some emotional distance you want to put yourself between you and the people around you, because otherwise it's a shattering experience. It's like working in shock trauma, working in any crisis situation.
For sure. Yeah. It's a sad situation. Also, we're going to talk a lot about Governor Westmoreland, Fox News, with Brett Baer. Brett Baer was completely prepared, and Governor Westmoreland's talking points just didn't work.
He was crying about the big population increase in Baltimore City. He didn't tell you it was all illegals.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Brett Baer, he knocked him around good. So we're going to talk about that. And then also Obamagate. I have some sound actually from myself on Fox News 6 years ago talking about the Russian hoax. And remember when the 412 pages came forward, and everything was redacted and all of a sudden. You could tell then that it was a hoax and that they were making all this up and that they were spying on President Trump.
But we didn't know then that it was at the direction of the President of the United States.
We speculated. But
yes. Now we have smoking gun paper trail
proof.
Evidence.
And that's the question of the day. Will anything happen?
That's a great question. Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
So all right, thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jason Chaffetz, when asked about the demise of NPR and of PBS, said people in the rural areas that he knows are not exactly jumping at the opportunity to either listen or watch either of those outlets.
We're $36 trillion in debt, folks. We got to make some cuts around here. We lived high on the hog when you Democrats had all the control. You just kept spending money. It wasn't responsible. And for that CEO to go before Congress and go back on television and start lecturing us about how fair and balanced she is, are you kidding me? How about looking at all the stories? Because Congress did, and she is flat out totally wrong, and now she doesn't have any money, at least not from taxpayers.
Yeah, Carrie Lake, by the way, who heads Voice of America, she said rural America does not listen or view NPR. They don't listen or view to National Public Radio, to PBS. It's not simply on their agenda.
Rural America, the people in rural America have common sense, and most of the people I know in rural America are not tuning in to PBS, which has gone full-on leftist, or NPR, which is just pushing far-left, drivel every day to get their information. They're not tuning into that.
No, and they're not going to be tuning into that. There's no interest whatsoever. So basically, we've been subsidizing the viewership of the elites. They can pay for it themselves. Thank you very much. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song? Maybe you're missing pieces of conversations with old friends. You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Okay, stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, and we'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.